Hey, everybody, welcome to another episode. I am Michael Petro, and on the show this week, you've got Jimmy Skinner, Martin Navarro, myself, and Charles Fernandez. We have revised our debate format for you in 2023, ladies and gentlemen, which is what you're going to listen to today. And how you're going to listen to it is we've decided with the few shows that we've done that are live, it's really fun to have a judge or a panel or somebody to pick a winner instead of us just doing it democratically and being like, I think you won. No, I think you won. So now, out of the four of us, we will be rotating one judge and three debaters, and that judge will pick who came up with the best idea that week. So this is the first episode of it. We hope you enjoy, and if you have any critiques, you're more than welcome to let us know. Link in the bio on our social media, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. There's a voicemail option there. Leave us a voicemail. Let us know if you like it, how to tweak it. We're here for you, ladies and gentlemen. So first up on the docket of the new style of debates, we have who can create the best Mortal Kombat character. Inspired by the new Mortal Kombat movie and those two we shall never speak of that came out in the 90s. We're going to create our own Mortal Kombat character for you this week, ladies and gentlemen. So we've got appearance, like what they look like, costume, what they're wearing, special moves, fatalities, and a little backstory for you. Martin is the judge. Charles, me, and Jimmy are the debaters. That's what's on the show. That's who's on the show for you. So fatalities, special moves, Hadouken-style fireballs. Come here, Scorpion-style kills. You name it, we've got it. Hadouken Street Fighter, I know that. Calm down, kids. Anyways, that's what's on the show. I've got no updates for you, no live events. We are working on stuff with some really cool locations and vendors and venues in the city. So as soon as we know, we will let you know. And like I mentioned earlier, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, easiest way to stay in the know with us. So subscribe to either one of those channels. Follow, like, subscribe, whatever you want to do. Most importantly, though, subscribe to the show. That's where the That's where everything is. That's where all of the invites, all of the events, all of the things that we do are. So in your podcast player right now, if this is the first time, or you've just forgotten, because it's okay, we get busy, hit like, follow, or subscribe, whatever the option is. We'll end up in your podcast player each and every Thursday, and you'll always be in the know. Join the Debaterverse. That's how you do it. So without anything else, ladies and gentlemen, I will cue that reel. I give you Martin, Jimmy, Charles, and myself. We're going to Mortal Kombat the shit out of this episode. We hope you enjoy it. I will cue that reel, and you enjoy the show.
Let's tidy up this tangle of film by putting it on a reel. Here is a motion picture film, 1,000 feet, 16,000 separate photographs.
Welcome, everyone.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Real Debaters podcast. Welcome back to the show. Welcome to the place that questions all of your favorite characters in a round-the-table debate format. I'm one of your hosts, Michael Petro. To my right is...
I'm Charles Fernandez, and to my right is...
Jimmy Skinner.
And is that to your right? Are we still going around?
Skinner.
Yeah, to your right is...
I am the big head, Martin Navarro.
As far Martin right Baghetti. As we can get.
Zordon.
Zordon. Hello, Lord Zordon. How is the Western world?
It is good. It is raining, but it is raining. +6, so I don't know how to complain about that.
I don't know how to compute +6 in January. I've never had a direct line to Vancouver until Martin.
Yeah.
Like it was non-existent to
me. Yeah,
so all of this talk of Western climate and
you're getting cultured now.
Now I'm fucking getting annoyed because I hear about it all
it's
the time.
Amazing.
Because
what if far right Martin Navarro,
alt right Martin Navarro, red pillar Martin Navarro,
my pillow Martin Navarro
decided that Manitoba was not far right enough, so he went to Vancouver. Far right thrive.
Too far to the right.
Oh, shit. Hello, listener. Welcome back to another episode. This episode is a debate. This is the second one of my creation. I will warn you that the rest of the year we will be sharing that load, so I don't have to feel the brunt of telling these gentlemen what to do. We've got a real fun alien one coming down the line that Charles kind of just shortly threw together. We'll just save that for you the day of, because if we tell you about it, we fear you won't listen.
That'll be a load.
That'll be a load in your chode. I don't know.
Load in the chode. How do you get a load in your chode? Isn't that like the perineum?
Chode loader sounds better.
Chode loader sounds better. I think is one of the funniest things I've ever heard in my life.
That's a Price is Right game.
Who's ready for Chode Loader?
We got the Chode Loader. Come on down. You're the next contestant on The Price is Right.
Can I kiss you, Bob?
Not with that Chode Loader.
Do you just take apart the Chodes and put it in a loader and then that it shoots Chodes?
That's
like,
what they were building.
What
that's what they're building in Andor.
Like a potato launcher.
Get those Chode Loaders ready.
But it launches Chodes, not
potatoes. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Chode Loader command. Do the I have your attention?
The Chode Star is not going to load itself.
And what are potatoes if not the Chodes of vegetables?
The Chodes of vegetables.
Yeah. They're totally the undercarriage of the vegetable
Chodato.
World.
Yeah.
Chodato.
Yep.
Let's drive this ship back into course, shall we? So we have a debate. As mentioned, I'm emptying my chamber of ideas. And this one came from a new addition to Netflix in the last month or so, I think. We all watched it when it first came out and then really haven't talked or touched on it since.
Squid Game.
Squid Game, yes. Yeah. Ginny and June, season two.
Yeah.
No.
Paris.
What it
Three's
is.
Company. Mr. Roper.
It's a fan casting of Three's Company.
For a 2023 edition. No, so what we're doing is best Mortal Kombat character. Mortal Kombat finally coming on the screen. The fact that movies are...
No, it's create your own.
Well, it is... create your own, not make your own.
Create your own.
It's a create. It's a choose your own adventure. It's
make it yourself.
Yeah, mine's Chode Loader.
I would have given you that. I wouldn't even... That's
you
win.
Chode
Loader wins. That's like, good. I would have just shut that down. Chode Loader wins.
Can I completely flip from what I have and do this all on the fly with Chode Loader?
You're going last. You got a lot of time.
Yeah.
You got a lot of time, buddy. You're going last. I mean, if you win that thing.
All right. So, yeah, create your own Mortal Kombat character. Inspired by the fact that now video game movies are getting better.
Yeah.
Mortal Kombat.
Significantly better.
Right. The new
since
one.
Detective Pikachu.
It's very true.
That's kind of feels like where it started.
You think so? Yeah.
Well, what came before that?
For video game, well, Super Mario Brothers.
Mortal Kombat 1 in the 90s was pretty awesome.
Hitman.
Oh,
the soundtrack was pretty good.
Assassin's Creed.
To Martin. Yeah.
Prince of Persia.
Starring Jake Gyllenhaal, who is the Prince of Persia.
Oh, my God.
That's right. Not Persian
there
at
was
all.
No British. No, there was one. There was no Persians at all in that movie. Just British people, I think. Yeah.
More princes than Persians.
Yeah. Oh, no. They bring Ben Kingsley, and apparently he meets the Persian quota for everything now.
It's true. With just a darker shade of makeup. Hey, it's Persian.
Ben Kingsley was what was considered ethnic back then.
Yeah.
And you know what? Yes. They fucked
he
up.
He did play Gandhi.
He did. Yeah. I think he won an Oscar.
He did.
But he goes, so he's Persian over here, then he's actually Indian, so that's fine.
Yeah.
But then he goes Asian and Iron Man.
At least Iron Man was like, yeah, let's just make him a crazy actor.
Right? Range.
Yeah. Jeremy what? What was it? Jeremy, what's his actual name in the film?
Oh, man, it's so funny.
Joseph Jeremy something or other.
Like that.
Anyways, okay.
Yeah.
Let me cue up the show and then we can take it off the track. So, yeah, Mortal Kombat character creation for you, ladies and gentlemen. We have to come up with a name, an appearance, a couple special moves, a fatality, and a little bit of a backstory, if you will, inserted into the world of the Mortal Kombat movie. Optional if you actually casted your character with an actor.
Right.
You didn't have to.
Okay.
But who could you see playing? And you know what? If we haven't, let's say on the fly, who could we see playing these characters?
Who could we see
Josh
playing
Brolin.
A Chode Loader?
A Chode?
Jeff Goldblum.
Josh Brolin.
Fucking Josh Brolin.
Josh
Lucas. Joshua Jackson?
George Lucas.
Jeff Goldblum.
Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm loading
my
Choder.
Ooh, Choders are good. Yes, I like Chodes. Ooh, this is a Chode Loader.
Let's move faster.
So,
Jason Patrick.
What?
Jason
from where are you
Jason
getting?
Jason Patrick plays
from
all
the
Mortal
man
Kombat
who brought
that
you.
You're bringing up today. He's playing all of them. Jason Patrick playing all
the
Mortal
Speed
Kombat characters.
From Speed
2
phenomenon comes.
He's back. He's back.
What's the movie?
Not Speed 3, but.
What's the movie he did with Brad Pitt and they were all young boys? Sleepers.
Oh, Sleepers, yeah.
Sleepers.
Oh, yeah.
That was
a
good one.
And then he also did Narc, too, with Ray Liotta.
Yeah, that was a great one, actually.
That is an underrated cop.
And he was really good
at
that.
He was. Recovering heroin addict turned righteous cop again.
That's right.
Chode Loader.
Chode.
He was the best in Entourage.
Just save it. It's great.
Oh,
we'll just save it. Okay, so
one take, woo.
Let's
love that.
Let's step off this mortal coil and start this shit show of an episode for you, ladies and gentlemen, and talk about what we watched this week. Jimmy, it's been a minute since you've been in here.
Yeehaw!
Yeehaw! What'd you watch?
I watched Fall, and boy, there was some of those.
Oh, yes. You talking about the movie or the story?
Oof. I pride myself in being able to watch movies where people get horribly murdered and die in just the absolute worst ways, but this was a hard fucking watch.
No, these are, whenever it's real life stuff, it's somehow so much worse.
This is a deep-rooted fear for me, and people ask me, they say, Jimmy, are you scared of heights? And I say, no, I am scared of falling to my death.
Yeah.
It's
the
totally
coming down.
Different. Yeah. It is totally different. Other than how it's written and...
Brief synopsis, please.
The acting, I think that the movie is really fun, and it made me sweat the whole fucking time. I was falling off the couch, edge of the seat type shit. Honestly, scariest thing I've seen in a long time.
Break it down for the listener. What's the basic story here?
Friends, cold open, is mountain climbing. Boyfriend falls to his death.
Cliffhanger.
Year later.
Very cliffhanger.
Yeah. And Ace Ventura 2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen, it's not really spoiling anything. This is how they open the movie.
Yeah. No, it's in the trailer. Like, that's literally in the trailer. So
then a year later, to get out of her funk over seeing someone die in front of her.
One more time.
They decide to climb a TV tower that is, if two Eiffel Towers are stacked on top of each other, I think is the height.
Jesus.
So.
Yeah.
What was the character's name, Jimmy?
Oh, I don't know.
I'll pull it. I'll be intern for that.
Sly.
Hang on. Sly.
It doesn't really matter.
What? Adrian, I think, is his name in Cliffhanger.
Is it really?
I think it's Adrian.
That's great.
Keep talking.
If you ignore certain things that probably, like, their vultures attack them at the top of this tower.
How'd they
probably
get up there?
Not going to fly that high.
Yeah, I was going to say,
feel.
I don't think vultures fight that
so
hard.
If you ignore
I've always
things
seen
like
vultures
that.
On the ground in every nature documentary
right.
I've ever
yeah,
seen.
Yeah, they wait until it's dead. They don't
I
fight
doubt,
for their
yeah.
food.
So they end up getting stuck at the top of the TV tower, obviously. And it's just a whole, it's like a survival rescue type movie. But it's a good time. And boy, did it make me fucking sweat. Like, if I cupped my hands, I would form pools. Of sweat in my hands. It was genuinely gross. A hard watch. So I don't know if that's your kind of thing. If you're really not scared of heights, this movie is probably just going to be boring for you. But
oh, it sounded like Sharknado for a second.
You know, vultures make a tornado and stir.
Pretty much.
We got to jump in, and then they can fly us to the ground.
Like, I don't remember what I gave it on Letterboxd, but my review was I would simply not do this.
It reminds me a bit of, like, Frozen. Like, they made a horror movie called Frozen.
Yeah, where they're stuck on a...
On a chairlift.
Yeah.
And And it's, like, one of those, because it's a real-life situation.
How far do you think people got into that movie before they realized it was not Frozen?
Where's Elsa?
Like, do you think it took them noticing that it was an animation, or do you think they got past that?
I think they're going to sing a song, and then that makes them cartoons. We should wait.
I think the snowman's coming soon, guys.
There's a lot of snow.
Those wolves? Kay. Oh, the dogs are going to save them. Those aren't dogs.
I got some stuff here, guys. So Grace Caroline Curry, Virginia Gardner, Mason Gooding.
These are the characters. Names?
No, these are the actors. Oh. Jeffrey Dean Morgan as the dad.
Yeah, he was very good.
Yeah.
He was very underutilized, but did an excellent job nonetheless.
Climb the tower for me, your father. And they're like, hey, dad.
Yeah, but he's...
Oh, no, he was like, listen, you just need to get over this shit. Like,
yeah.
You don't need to climb this. This is ruining your
life.
Oh,
so he's the smartest one in the movie.
Oh,
yeah.
That's by far.
It's a 2,000-foot radio tower, too.
Jesus. And just it no longer works. So
right.
the ladder on it is just extra rickety.
Yeah. There's no maintenance.
Extra tetanus shot.
I will tell you, I have no urge to do this kind of thing.
No.
But I feel like they get to the top. And they get stuck. Like, it's a rusty ladder. It breaks. I just feel like people who are climbing this thing are expecting to, like, do, what's it called? The free fall dive type thing?
Oh, yeah.
Where you, like, open a parachute? Because that would have been totally possible.
Like, almost like a base jump.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
It feels weird for them to climb this thing without wanting to do that.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
It is I saw it, too. I finished it, actually, this morning. And there is a good twist at the end, which makes you kind of...
Yeah, I did enjoy that also.
Cool. It makes you realize it's but inner strength. And,
yeah,
and not
right.
so
it's
much.
Very,
right.
Yeah,
right.
It's very much within.
The vultures were actually trying to help, not eat them.
We're your friends.
And they do end up helping in the end.
There is, there's a caveat with that.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
What's, what was that Blake Lively shark movie?
Oh, it's
Stranded?
Very much, yeah, it's
Stranded
a lot like that.
Something,
yeah.
That's,
it's very much like
that.
She's
stuck
on
one
Deep
of
Cove
the,
or something like that?
Something like that.
No, that's
a different movie.
Deep Cove
no.
or something.
No, I think you're confusing the Cove.
With Deep Impact.
Deep Cold Impact. Sorry, Morgan Freeman and Blake Lively.
But that movie was really good.
Yeah, but it's that gimmick
it
where
is.
It's one
it
place.
It is. And it's how far will you go to try and survive?
Yeah.
Because the movie could obviously be 10 minutes where they're like, oh, let's just jump.
It's, and it just make it made me fucking sweat the whole time. Yeah. Like, it's just nerve-wracking.
I actually read a review that said Fall was 2022's best, one of their best, scariest movies, but no one's talking about because a lot of people couldn't finish watching it.
Oh, I was in that boat. I had to like leave the room a couple of times. Yeah. And so we'd be like, you can come back.
I did
now.
That. Yeah. I did that in three settings.
Yeah. Because
it just, it,
it's the, anxiety.
The drone shots are amazing. They,
it's beautifully done.
Yeah. It
like,
is.
Have you guys seen the movie The Descent?
Yeah.
Yes.
So same kind of concept. Yes. These chicks are like I mean like
but
concept
there's
of
creatures
like,
at the bottom.
Right, but I mean like it's but before you
are
even
you saying
get to
the spelunking aspect of it, like
I
the
mean,
cave
like,
diving.
Before you even get to the creatures, there's just the aspect of remember the one chick's in a tunnel that collapses on
you. Yeah,
her.
If you're claustrophobic.
And it's like
it's
the
not
right. Okay. It plays with the claustrophobia. Obviously then it gets to yes, there's creatures living in there. But before that it's
where
like
are the vultures
the claustrophobia and
Fall was made to scare people like me, and it did a very good job.
It's a great concept. Yep. It is a genius concept. And you know what? I'm glad that you guys said it's filmed beautiful because it's one of those that is what sells it. It's got to be done really well.
Dialogue's kind of dumb, but you can get past it.
For sure.
Yeah. How many Converse shoes used as cell phone cushioning do you give it out of 10?
I would.
That will all make sense to you when you watch it.
I can't wait. That's hilarious.
I'd give it like a 6, 6.5.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I can't argue that it. Like, it did scare me. Like, I was scared. I felt fear. And that's what I seek in these kind of movies, you know, like a genuine human experience.
Yeah.
And that's what I got.
I came away from it feeling like I was on the drop of doom.
Yeah.
Or some ride that makes you hold your breath for 140 minutes and then drops you.
You ever fall in a dream? It's like watching that.
That's totally.
Yeah.
That's a really good way to say that because, I know exactly what that feeling's like.
And that's it.
It's an anxiety attack. Like, the whole movie is like a panic attack. Right?
It's the gimmick. Yeah. I love those kinds of gimmicks.
No,
are
I do.
Fun.
I love it. I love it.
New and original.
Great idea.
Yeah, I know. That's wicked.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Who's next?
Yeah, who's next? Charles.
New and original is not a gimmick, though.
Yes,
new and original is not a gimmick.
It's a new gimmick.
Together, Mike.
It's the newest gimmick.
New hotness.
It's a new hotness.
New is so new right now.
What did I watch? I mean... It's so hard with school because sometimes all I watch is
fucking
like
school
YouTube clips because that's like all I have like the mental capacity for. But one thing, okay, so I think we talked about this on an episode before. I know Martin is a fan. 70s show, huge fan of the 70s show. Was really hard just because I'm such a I'm an old like I realize the older I get, I'm becoming that guy that's like prequels. Why?
Well,
like, you know what I mean? Leave it alone or whatever. So
I'm going to date you guys. How old were you guys in 1995? This is the year of my
13?
Birth.
13?
Okay, so Martin's, Martin's. This was the year of your birth.
This was the year of my birth.
I was 13.
Okay, so they're just a little bit older than you guys.
I was seven. Because I was born in 88.
Okay. So
born in
I didn't mean to interrupt, but I think you're going 90s show, right?
Yeah. Okay. No, totally. Yeah. So we
so
gave.
They would be just like 3 years older 90s than
show.
You guys.
Yeah.
Sweet. Yeah. Yeah, but funny enough, like, I even, like, because I was born at the end of the 80s. Like, I was born in 88, so I know the 90s, 2000s.
That was your year.
Those were mine real. My brother is 6 years older than me, so Leo gave me a lot of influence from the 80s. Like,
the hair.
DiCaprio?
Stuff.
Mullets.
Back to the Future. All the
studded
old OG.
Jackets.
Horror movies are all my brother. Like, The Thing, all that. That was, like, and then went into Gremlins. That was, like, the first big one in, like, the, I think Gremlins 2, but... Anyway, so 90s show.
I watched the first episode.
Yeah, we watched the first two. Again, any show doing what they're doing is going to be tough because for me at least, the 70s show is one of the best shows ever. And it is hard to, like, I don't like the last season. I'm not a fan of it. And I don't think anyone really is. But
it's one of my, I didn't see it.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Even when I rewatch 70s show, I just watch. I watch to when Foreman leaves, and then I go to the very last episode ever of the show, and then I'm like, "Yep, got it."
They probably had the ratings to keep it going, and they just
I mean, I think also too, it's like when you're money, when you're making that much money, you don't want to be
Bye. You guys are talking about television that is made with ad dollars.
Yeah. And it's the same reason they did two seasons without Michael Scott in The Office. It's the same, right? Like, how many shows have done this, right? But 90s shows, so what I will say is it's the original showrunners. It's the original creators of 70s show. And that really does make a difference because it's still that quality and that real attention to detail. I love that it is a set and it's a live audience again. Like, they really captivate the essence of what made the Seven News show.
And Netflix did that with that Ashton Kutcher, Sam Elliott farm show, too.
The Ranch. They did that as well. I think that's part of the reason why they really pushed
live
with this
audience, man. That laughter in the can is.
And the Ranch was slowly bringing in people from the Seven News show. Like, Red Foreman played a character in The Ranch. So
sadly, Danny Masterson did.
So I think after what happened with Danny Masterson, they were we can't do anything with The Ranch anymore.
Yeah.
But since we were trying to do a 70 show reunion, why don't we just go for it?
And like, if anyone's character was going to go off the deep end, it's him.
Yeah, well, that's what me and Claudia laughed, and we were like, well, it's
How did they acknowledge it?
So we've only seen the first two episodes, but I've read a bunch of stuff, because it's one of those things where I'm
tell me they just killed him. Just kill him.
Apparently, there's absolutely no acknowledgement.
Even better.
None. Which I think is, like, in a way. But what's funny is, you don't know this, but, like, Martin, you are a fan of the 70s show, right?
Yeah.
So what we were all saying right away, like, Claudia and I were like, the easiest explanation is he's in jail.
Yeah.
Because that was a running joke, was his character was always going to end up in jail because he's like the ruffian of the group. So that would have just been an easy. But I think they don't want to acknowledge it at all, because then it's still
drawing attention.
Yeah, exactly. So we saw the first two episodes. First episode, they did a really good job. Like, it opens up with the, like, Red and Kitty. But somebody pulls up on the driveway, and Kitty's like, someone's here, and she's freaking out like a dog. Like, she's so excited, and it's Eric and Donna, and they're married. And they come in right away, and that's awesome to see them
really
together.
They're dovetailing the
show. Oh, yeah.
Just the interactions between Eric and Donna and Kitty and Red, it's just what we've missed.
And it is great to know that, not only did they end up together, like, you can kind of see that story.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah, of course.
Lauren Prepon still a smoke show?
You know, okay, so she's
a huge
great
crush on her, and
she's still
orange, so
she's still a babe. And what's great is the rapport between her and Topher Grace. It's like they've worked together every day since.
Yeah,
like they picked. Really awesome thing is they all pick up right where they left off with, like, everything, and it's really funny. Like, it is worth a watch. There are some jokes that I'm just like, maybe it's my age.
Cringe a little bit.
Yeah, like, maybe it's because I'm older and whatnot. Like, maybe when I was in junior
really?
High.
You have to do
same
that.
Same way with that 70s show. But like, I rewatch 70s show now, and I just find it funnier.
I think,
but
I cringed really hard when the daughter Leia was like, oh, I'm not popular. And then the other girl's like, good, popular people suck.
Yeah, like, there's lines like that where you're just kind of like,
made me cringe my teeth to dust.
Yeah, and then I'm like, right, but they're supposed to be 14-year-olds. So if a 14-year-old's watching this, it's like, right, got it, fine.
That's
also, it's great. The daughter's name is Leia, and he makes a joke where Foreman gets mad. And he's like, Leia Tatooine Foreman. And then Donna's like, I never agreed to that. He's like, I don't want to have that argument now. And then, like, yeah, because he's a huge Star Wars nerd.
He teaches it.
So there's amazing references. They really do that a good job. Like, Martin, there's a great part where it's Red, Kitty, Donna, and Eric sitting at the kitchen upstairs, but they film it like the circle.
Yeah.
But oh,
when
nice.
And when it gets to Red, he just goes, that's right. You're upstairs, people, now. And then it goes to Eric, and he's like, oh, my God. And it goes to Donna, and she's holding cards. And that's what the parents were always doing in that 70s show, is just playing cards. And it's just the way Red goes, like, you're upstairs, people, now. You can't help but be like, oh, my God, that's great.
Does Bob come back? Tell me Bob's back.
Bob is back. But no mention of Midge, though. Again, no mention.
Didn't she pass away?
They don't mention Lori. They don't mention Midge, and they don't mention
That's all very sad.
But I mean, like, Lori, they did replace with another actress, so I thought
that
maybe they'd
felt
bring
weird too.
Yeah, so I think they're just acknowledging, like, what didn't work and things that they should have not done. They're not doing in this, but they are making so they just don't acknowledge Lori or anything at all.
Right.
It's like, fine. And like, the actress did pass away already in real life. Same with Midge. So it's like, why even make a line about it? You know what I mean?
So.
But it is.
How many episodes and how long?
There are 10 episodes and same thing, 22 minutes.
Nothing.
Okay, nice.
Yeah,
okay.
And it's. And one thing
I wasn't
going to
check it out, but I'm like, you know what? I might check it out because I like the original so much.
It's not bad. And like, for instance, first episode, they also bring in Kelso and Jackie, and the way they do it is fucking awesome.
But so.
It's awesome.
Who has the rights to that 70s show, because it's not
so
on Netflix.
Me and Claudia were looking this up, because
I'd love to rewatch it.
It is madness, you guys. So what happened was, Netflix had the last streaming rights. Then the contract went up and nobody wanted to renew it. So Netflix didn't renew it. Nobody else picked it up. So literally for a year, the streaming rights of 70s show was in limbo. Then it went to Discovery. And now I'm hearing, at least in America, it's in Peacock. I don't know if that just means it's Peacock everywhere or if Canada, but it's Peacock. So you know what I said?
And we can't
fuck
get this.
All y'all.
Yeah.
I just downloaded the whole fucking series.
Why wouldn't
like,
you?
Fuck you guys.
Yeah, no, no.
Are you insane?
Yeah.
Also, who doesn't pick up the rights for that show? And what's hilarious is not only did Netflix pass, but they're like, we'll do the sequel show. And it's annoying because it's like, unless you're watching 70s show right now or you're that big of a fan, those references, you can't just go back and be
true.
Like, blah, blah, blah.
Okay, hang
I had
on.
The box set.
To that,
oh, yeah.
to that point, they don't want to saturate Netflix with that 70s show and that 90s show and put all that money into the 90s show. They want you to come for that and that alone.
No, and that's what I said. I said, Claudia, Netflix didn't make that 70s show. They made that 90s show.
Yeah.
So you're watching that 90s show first and then figure out how you're going
to
watch. Like, that's how they look at it.
They're trying
until
to
they obviously buy those rights back because they will.
They will. For sure.
Okay.
But it is worth a watch. If you're a fan of it, I would say 100%
it's
worth a watch.
It's background TV.
Yeah. They capture the essence of it. It's a set live audience. Oh, they do awesome transitions. 70 Show was known for doing.
They brought those back.
And they do it the same way. Yeah. The 90s references so far are great. The soundtrack, like the opening of the episode, is Kitty dancing to D-Light. Groove is in the heart. It's Kitty dancing in the kitchen cleaning it. So right away you can't help but be like, "Hey, awesome.
Yeah.
They did a great, this is how we do it." They're going to the mall and they're like, "We got to go socialize at the mall." And then it's like, "This is how," and it's a montage of them going. So it's like it is. And then that's what the 70s show did a great job of.
It delivers what it promised.
So, and the kids are growing on me.
Yeah.
They're definitely growing on me more, so.
How many?
Is Tommy Chong still alive?
Yeah, man,
yes,
and he's
is.
In it. And then they bring him in the funniest fucking way, too.
Ooh, don't spoil it.
It's great, though.
Okay,
I'll watch it. And yeah, Kelso's return was so good. It was so good.
Must a man walk down?
How many roads?
Until you can call him a man.
I'm 40 and I still don't deserve that title. How many stoner circles out of 10?
Oh, yeah, that's great, too. They do a great homage to it, too. So we're only two episodes in, but I will say, like, we're going to keep going for sure. Right now, like, kind of what you guys said, like, I would say, like, a 6 out of 10. It's nothing, like, groundbreaking, but it's not as awful and they're not ruining the original
source material. I just want my dose of Kurtwood Smith.
Yeah.
Dude, it's real funny because, again, the beginning of the show is it's just him and Kitty. He's in such a good mood. And even I looked at Claudia. I'm like, it's weird seeing Red this happy in a way.
Because the house is empty.
Yeah. And then as soon as the kids come back, it's dumbass after dumbass. Oh, it's great. It all comes back to him. And he starts remembering certain comebacks. And it's like so funny. But yeah, it's great.
Martin, what about you, buddy? What do you got in the can?
I subscribed to Crunchyroll recently, and I have been watching a lot of anime.
Nice.
I'm going to talk about an anime that I really love, probably my favorite of 2022. Yeah. It's called Chainsaw Man.
Oh, wow.
I like it already.
It's really good. It's a world where demons exist, and each demon is based on a fear that people have. And the more people fear it, the stronger the demon is.
Jesus.
So this kid who's like a poor kid, he basically bonds with this demon who's a chainsaw demon, but no one's afraid of the chainsaw demon. So it's like this cute little dog. And the kid ends up dying. So what the demon does to save the kid, because he loves the kid, he bonds with him and he gives him his heart so to save his life. So now basically whenever he has like this little ripcord on his chest, and when he pulls it, his face turns into a chainsaw and his hands turn into chainsaws and he fights. It's pretty fucking awesome. And it's so gory.
It's blowing up too, Martin. Like, it got insane reviews. I think they're doing a live action show.
Jesus.
And it's gotten like another. Also, at Winnipeg Comic Con this year, someone had a really awesome. I think I took a picture or a video, Martin. I'll send it to you. But
nice,
somebody made their own. And I don't know how they did it, but it actually had like the blades. Like, there weren't blades, but it was moving. Like, it would move around.
That's crazy.
Dude, it was really cool. And you could tell he made it himself. I'll see. I hope I took thing, but it was, because IGN loves this show. That's where I've been reading about it.
Oh, it's great. It's a great show. It's based on a Japanese comic, and it's
so
done.
Cool.
I think it's only going to be 2 seasons, which is great because it's not going to drag on. But
yeah,
so far, like, this first season is insane. Like, awesome. And it's funny too. The main character is just like, it's just a total dirtbag because all he does, like, he joins this team like that protects the public from devils, but he only joins it because he wants to get laid.
sex naturally.
Like
yeah.
that's his main goal is to get
that's
laid.
Great. That's
so
great.
He joins it and he joins like this team of like other misfits and they like form like a team to kind of combat these devils. And it's, oh man, like the fight scenes are amazing. I think this is one of the best animated shows in anime I've ever seen. Like the animation's so smooth.
Sweet.
And it's, you can tell that they put their like a bunch of money in towards the animation of this.
Yeah.
Check it out.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. So,
I'm just looking at the artwork here and it
yeah,
looks
how is it? Is it like Dragon Ball Z style?
No, it's, you know what it looks like? It looks like the kind of tattoo art that Sean is into, Trash Polka. It's blurry. It's not precise in the comic here. Hang on,
oh, cool.
I'll bring it up. But like it looked like a guy whose head turns into a chainsaw.
I honestly think
yes, please.
Japanese storytelling is just on another level. So it's especially crazy. Their anime is,
it's because they don't have a boundary. They just go like, okay, let's do it.
Yeah, and like the imagination for them is literally like there's no limit. Like just go like literally
anything.
This chainsaw thing is amazing. Like even it's, like when they're like Star Wars Visions, it's literally Japanese.
Oh, Visions was great too.
That, right?
All that
some
stuff.
Of the
yeah,
best Star
yeah.
Wars stories ever from Japanese. Wow. Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is so cool. That's very. It's like acid wash kind of.
Yeah,
thing.
It's got.
There's so much blood in it. It's crazy how much blood is in this. It's just.
Oh, that. Okay.
And there's this one scene. It doesn't ruin the plot, but there's this one scene where like he hasn't had his first kiss yet. And he wants to make out with this girl, but she's so drunk that instead of making out with her, she vomits in his mouth.
And does he turn
into
a
chainsaw?
And he
ends up getting drunk in the process because there's so much. He's
oh my god!
Vomit.
So he gets drunk. That's so funny.
And
like,
you
that's
said
that's what's in it. It's hilarious. It's really good and funny.
His face is a chainsaw as well, right?
Yeah, his hands
his
and his
face and hands are a chainsaw.
Yeah,
yes.
Naturally.
I love that they're like, no, the face too.
Yeah, like his helmet turns into like the engine casing, and then the blade comes off like a unicorn.
And what's so
it's
awesome
great.
Is it's one of those projects where, like, the writing, to write that must be so much fun. To animate it must be
oh,
so much
God.
Fun.
Oh, God, every
right?
fucking
like,
still is
yeah,
going to be like, all right, so where do you want the chainsaw
yeah,
hands
like,
here?
Everyone wants to be a part of a project like this.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
yeah.
And it's creative. It's interesting.
It
it's
is.
New. It's new and original.
It's very different. Than
this is not a gimmick, Mike. It's
not
a gimmick.
Yeah.
It's new and original.
Can they put Chode Loader in this, though?
Oh, my God.
It does sound like a gimmick.
Season 2.
Well, it might be a Chode Devil. Who knows? If you're scared of it,
Chode Devil.
It could
what
be
happens
there.
When you pull your cord? Chode Loader.
But it's cool. Like, the anime is really cool because the way you get powers in this is like regular humans make contracts with certain devils who are friendly to humans.
That's
so, like,
cool.
you have to sacrifice something,
so like
but you can use part
protection.
Of their ability or their power, which is neat.
That's cool.
Like, one guy has a contract with the Snake Devil and he can, like, summon snakes.
Oh, cool.
Like, eat things and stuff like that. It's pretty neat.
Yeah, because not there's, like, every demon would be different, right? Like, there's no
yep.
same demons. So.
Well, whatever you're scared of, is that's
right.
a devil. Like,
that's
it could be anything.
So
there's, like,
cool.
a gun. There's a gun devil. There's a fox devil.
Gun,
you know
so
what I mean?
Cool. Gundan,
there's
right?
a sword devil as well.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That's a cool concept. Like, I really love that shit. Like, that's so, yeah, that's so cool.
Okay, so how many still 16-inch chainsaws out of 10 do you give it?
I'm giving this 9.5.
Wow.
Still
love
chainsaws out of 10.
Wow. How much awesome. Is Crunchyroll?
I think it's like $7 a month.
Okay, and there and what is Crunchyroll? I've heard of it.
It's
but
all
I don't
anime,
know.
So all the Dragon Balls on there, all the
whoa,
all the original Dragon Ball, all the original Naruto's on there as well.
Oh shit, really?
Martin,
yeah,
can you share your password with me, or is it a Netflix deal?
I'm not sure if I can. I tried sharing it, but it wasn't working when I tried sharing it with somebody.
Okay, maybe they've got it. Like,
shit,
it's,
man!
It's
but
a,
that's
yeah.
so it's basically like the Netflix for anime, essentially.
Yeah. Yeah, it's basically that. Yeah, they have everything. They have all wild. Like they have all the.
Did
I can't remember.
Sailor
they just
Moon?
Bought out Funimation too, so all the Funimation
oh,
stuff is on there as well.
They hey. Did. Oh man. So
Charles wants to know if there's any Sailor Moon.
Yeah, do they have Sailor Moon?
I'm pretty sure they do. I'm,
yeah.
I haven't checked though.
Sailor
I can't
Jupiter.
Remember.
Claudia would go nuts. That was like one of her favorites.
Ho ho.
I've seen that, and I just saw episodes of the Japanese Sailor Moon. It is so much better. It's insane.
Everything's better in Japanese.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everything. Cool. Okay. All right.
Michael, so. What did you watch?
Well, yeah, Michael, what did
the
you
do? Feckin' watch the Banshees of Inisherin.
Feckin'.
Feckin'.
Oh, that's
you're cool. all feckin' stupid.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness, gentlemen. Charles, you've seen it?
Yeah, it was great.
All right. Martin, Jimmy, have you not?
Absolutely
no.
not.
All right, I'll speak to you, gentlemen, first, and then he can co-sign this. Martin McDonough, so in Bruges, right? Fucking Bruges. Martin, you've seen Bruges, right?
I have.
Yeah.
I know who that is, too.
And who's the guy that played Mad-Eye Moody?
That would be Brendan Gleeson.
Right. Yeah.
Yes. Mad-Eye Moody. Harry Potter reference. Nice. I like
He's very Mad-Eye in this, too.
He's so grumpy. He's a grumpy Mad-Eye.
He's a grump.
It's a very, very basic story. It's during the 20s. IRA war in Ireland is big. And they just want to go back to killing the English. They're just fed up with fighting amongst themselves.
You know, everybody does.
Right?
Yeah. It's getting more and more. Yeah, it seems to be a running
Two friends, both farmers. One's like a puppeteer, painter, musician. He's a creative. He's a creative type.
Yeah, he's a creative guy.
And then Colin Farrell. So you've got Podrick is Colin Farrell's character.
Yeah.
And Colm.
Yeah.
Is Brendan Gleeson's character, and they've been friends forever, and Colm just doesn't want to be friends with Podrick anymore.
Oh.
And he won't tell him why.
Yeah.
Huh.
And that's the movie, is Podrick trying. That's how it starts.
Yeah.
But what we get to is an impasse of Colm not being able to convey to dimwit Podrick that he doesn't want to be friends with him anymore. So he says...
Is it pain?
No, I wish. Not Big Dick Podrick. But like he says, if you come call on me one more time, I will chop a finger off. And I will keep chopping the fingers off my fiddle hand until you get the message. That's the movie.
Yeah.
Jesus.
And if we say anything more, it ruins
what it is. Yeah,
don't
spoil it. I want to watch it.
But it does. It gets right. Like, what I love about it, kind of like in Bruges, it does not waste any time
None.
At all.
None.
Everything you see is very important. Like, literally, the movie starts where you're following Colin Farrell walking through this beautiful countryside.
Oh, the fucking the countryside.
Like, they filmed it.
Every shot
beautiful.
Is a wide shot.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, there's an Irish sunset in the background. It just needs to be
and
in it.
It.
Right.
It also does a beautiful way of showing how people lived back then. Like, you did walk everywhere, really.
You did.
What else
you did?
And there was one, like, especially because they're on this island, there's
He's
one.
He's walking his cattle.
There's one pub for this whole island.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So everyone knows each other. And
so
that's part of the story.
Pick you up a two, see you at the pub.
It's not just a man telling his lifelong friend, I don't want to be friends anymore. It affects the community because everyone knows everything.
Well,
yeah, and there's not a lot of them, so it's like
that's the thing he does so perfectly. So A plot is why can't Podrick be friends with Colm? But B plot is all of the nosy neighbors, the nosy lady at the store, the guys down at the pub. They're all like, "Are you Rowan?" Because I guess Rowan means like are you
beefing.
Fighting?
Are you are beefing? Beefing?
And he walks into the pub and he's like, "You guys are Rowan?" He's like, "I didn't think we were Rowan." And he's like, "You could be Rowan." He's like, "I didn't think we were Rowan. Why would we be Rowan?"
Yeah.
And it's this like very Seinfeld conversation that takes place in the humor. And there are it is a dark comedy by far, but it turns into this heartbreaking story about like literally not wanting to be friends with somebody. Like it's the fight of changing at a certain point in your life and not having anything in common with certain people and just wanting to move on and literally what this guy would sacrifice just to have his twilight years to write songs and create things.
It's kind of nice.
It's kind of nice. And Podrick is like, why don't you want to be my friend, Colm? He's like, I just don't. And the best part of the movie is fuck is not fuck.
It's
fuck.
Feck.
Is feck.
Feck.
I'm fecking.
That's how they say feck.
Are you feckin' stupid, Podrick?
One of my favorite things about it and what's so brilliant is he really made an effort to make sure that they tried to capture the way of life, but the language. Like, there's a lot of words. Not even just fuck. Like, that's the one that stands out because they all swear like pirates. But it's so it's hilarious, right? But it's also just the type of language they use, too. It's not like... Not Shakespeare, do you know what I mean? It's the language that was obviously used at 20s.
Yeah.
Like, because there's some words where I had to look up.
A rose
like,
is still a rose by any other name in this fucking
unless
movie.
You,
but it's true. Like,
unless
there,
you call them stinkweeds.
Okay, yes. All right.
Also, because they're Irish, there's also Irish slang that you really don't know.
It's the Cockney
So you have to look it
of
up
because
I'm like, I don't know what the fuck that meant.
There,
right?
There
like,
were, yeah.
Even in Bruges, there's a few slang terms or a few, like a lollipop man. I had never
heard
that expression. I had never heard that expression until that movie, and I remember being like,
"What is a lollipop man?"
It's essentially what you just said.
A pervert.
It's a pervert.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
He hands out lollipops to the kids.
Yeah.
Good for me.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
I remember he's like, "What the fuck, a lollipop man?" But like, they use that expression throughout, and that's essentially what it means. It's like, because memory is like, and then that lollipop man knows karate. What the fuck is a lollipop man? He's doing karate.
I just remember my two favorite in Bruges scenes are. I wouldn't go up there if I were you. I don't think you're going to fit. You're just the rudest man. The rudest
man. And
they're
man. Like, sorry, we're not doing any tower tours. Somebody got stuck up there, and it was a whole medical emergency. Yeah.
And then, wow, look at the little people doing coke.
Oh, yeah, that was amazing. Like, well, in this movie, what's great about it is, I would say it is, it's like the closest, I would say it's a spiritual sequel to In Bruges.
In kind, it's the same dynamic.
Yeah, it's a comedy. It's dark.
Like In Bruges, Colin Farrell. Yeah, it's very
absurd. It's very absurd. Like
Colin Farrell's character in Bruges is the one who needs being taken care of. Where,
yeah,
and Gleason
yeah.
is the leader. In this one, Gleason is the aging man who wants to be a friend, and Colin. And Farrell does such a good job of playing the dimwit,
yeah.
not the leading man.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
everything, he is just so like perplexed.
Oh yeah,
and confused.
Oh yeah,
and fucking stupid.
Like when a dog looks at you and it turns its head.
Yeah,
oh,
like a dumb Labrador.
Yeah.
But we're forgetting one thing. Carrie Condon, I believe her name is.
Oh, she's incredible.
As Podrick's sister.
She's incredible.
Ooh. Who's basically the mom. And
yeah.
That was Friday. She was Friday.
She's yeah,
but
exactly.
she's like the mom of the whole town.
Yeah. She's
like, yeah.
She's taking care of the two
Everything.
Of them in the go-between.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
She has a great little scene.
It's
where
fucking
she,
amazing.
Yeah.
And that's why he's being nominated for shit. Like,
yeah.
when you see it.
It's great.
You'll just be like, this is not Oswald Cobblepot.
Yeah, yeah,
this
yeah.
is,
are we going to do an Oscar party this year?
Yeah, we should.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, we should. Right we on. Should do a live watch.
You gotta get slapped to get in. I
Power.
Need some slap after Eddie, man. I loved what Eddie said at
There's
the Golden
three
Globes.
Simple rules.
That was my favorite.
Pay
thing.
Your taxes.
Oh fuck.
Mind your business.
Yeah.
And do not let.
And, but it was the way he did it.
He did
he
it like Will Smith.
Exactly
yeah.
like him.
Yeah.
Oh fuck, it was great.
So
was great.
I give Banshees.
How many Banshees?
No.
How many
it's
facts?
Not. It's not how many facts.
How many facts?
How many fingers?
How many
fingers, Mike?
Charles will understand this, and when you see the movie, it will melt your heart. I give it 9 little donkeys.
Oh
no!
Yeah,
that sounds sad.
Yeah. There, he has
no, he has the cutest
well,
little.
He
donkeys.
Has a donkey,
oh,
and
so
he
cute.
Has a pet and a little pony, like a miniature pony.
That's
and
good.
There
does
is a whole.
Mix them up?
Well, that's there's a whole.
Yeah.
There's a whole
yeah.
scene
yeah.
where he's like, you can't keep your horse in the house. And he's like, that's fine. This is my donkey. Right? Like, and,
yeah.
and then you look and you're like, oh, it is the donkey, right? Because
yeah.
it's not the small pony. And
yeah.
and it's that kind of humor, but she fucking that donkey will break your heart.
It's so cute. It's just
so
damn cute. I didn't know a donkey could be so
And it's
cute.
Like, it's a MacGuffin because it's just driving the plot.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It gets to a point where it actually is part of their feud.
Well,
like,
and
yeah.
he'll even do wide shots where... It's just showing again like how beautiful the countryside is, but the donkey is in frame
yeah.
because it's being cute doing something, and you know that like McDonough was just like, yep,
we're
that's
throwing
great.
That in.
Yeah, like that's great. Like
just,
this donkey's
just make
awesome.
It, make it so.
Yeah, like the donkey's so
I
great.
I bet you that donkey accidentally got into it.
I bet it lives on that land. Like,
it
I don't
has
think
to.
They flew it in. I
Do you think
like...
that donkey also performs somewhere else at donkey shows?
No,
yeah.
I know. That's not what's the donkey.
Kelly
Someone
the
in Tijuana is like,
Kelly
I know that donkey.
That's not Kinky Kelly Martin.
Kinky Kelly and the Dude. Yeah.
You know, the first time I ever heard about a donkey show was Clerks 2.
Really?
Yeah. Kevin Smith taught me a lot.
Oh, I heard about them.
I was at one.
Okay. Well, hang on here.
oh no.
I heard.
I don't know if I want to hear that one.
Hang on. I heard about donkey shows adjacent to the sex show from The Godfather Part 2.
Right.
When little brother
Fredo.
Takes when
Fredo,
Fredo takes
Fredo,
him to the
yeah.
sex show in Cuba.
Oh yeah.
I was like, what is this?
Oh,
and then
yeah.
and then I started Googling like live sex shows in Cuba, and then adjacent to that Google search is donkey and like whore, like
yeah.
like it, you just fall down a donkey rabbit hole.
Yeah. Can we bring Mike's browsing history from 2012?
I've destroyed all my laptops.
But like no, like you but
all
you
the hard drives
I was just like I couldn't believe that what was happening in The Godfather actually happened. But they did, like live sex shows in Cuba were a thing.
Probably and still are.
Probably still are.
Yeah,
still are.
Fucking, it's 2023.
Yeah,
it's we're on the internet.
Cuba's yeah. like frozen in time, so I think they definitely still happen.
You could still go to Amsterdam for
yeah.
live sex shows.
That's
yeah,
when
there
I
you go.
That's when I found out about donkey shows. Jimmy, when did you find out about donkey shows?
Just fucking now, Mike.
Okay.
Right fucking now.
Martin, we know Martin's was Kinky Kelly.
I try not to say these things out loud so they don't become reality.
Okay,
yeah, right.
Because
yeah.
if you say it enough, it
manifest
becomes...
destiny.
Just love every donkey you see. Just make sure you give it an extra peck. Because
haven't seen
it.
One.
It needs it.
Haven't seen
I don't
All right.
see them.
All right.
Them.
Manifest
so,
destiny.
Let's Let's do one more thing before we get into today's argument, because we have a whole new format for you this year, ladies and gentlemen. It's a lot of fun. We're changing it up. We're trying to incorporate what's so fun about the live show.
We're going to do some crazy shit.
We're going to do some, exactly. But before we get into that.
A lot more brackets.
Yeah.
Crazy poo-poo.
You're going to have like five different formats on the rotation in 2023.
People love ranking things on Instagram.
They do.
That's what we're going to do.
Exactly. Exactly what Jimmy said. We're going to incorporate what you like more than what we like. Yep. And hopefully that transfers into.
It creates arguing.
It does.
That's what people want.
So.
Gets the people going.
Yep.
Before we go into it, let's give first thoughts to.
Can I just say this? Yeah. Can I segue into our next segment?
Totally.
Yeah.
Can we just all give some time to acknowledge our Lord and Savior, Pedro Pascal?
Yeah, for sure.
Can we give some time? Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Why don't you go first? Because, ladies and gentlemen, if you're wondering why Pedro Pascal gets such a hot moment, it's because The Last of Us just premiered within the last week.
R.I.P.
And
The Last of Us just played last week.
Last Sunday. And it's fucking fantastic if you haven't had a chance to. And it would be ignorant and foolish of us to have all seen it and not talk about it. So, Martin, because you brought it up, you go first, man. What are your thoughts? And just so you know, ladies and gentlemen, you've got me and Jimmy who love it but haven't played the game, and Martin and Charles who love it and have played the game.
Pedro Pascal, did you guys notice? I just read this fun fact. He has never been in a movie that's under 89% in Rotten Tomatoes.
Wow. Really?
Jesus.
He's never starred in a movie that's been under
89%. Wait a minute, hang on. What about Wonder Woman 2?
Yeah.
Starred though, starred.
All right. Well,
not like supporting starred.
He was
starred.
All right.
I guess so. He's not Wonder Woman, so
okay.
That's fair.
Yeah, all right. No. He's not.
And you know what? You guys can't keep using Wonder Woman 2
really?
In your arguments.
It's the only one. That's how good his career is.
It's
and even
out.
If Wonder Woman 2 is the worst movie I've made so far, it's not bad.
Anytime I'm like, yeah, Wonder Woman is great, you guys are like, Wonder Woman 2, though.
It's true.
I was like, man, it's I really loved Alien Covenant, and you guys are like, what about Wonder Woman 2? It's not fair. You can't
Paddington 3,
this.
Wonder
yeah.
Woman 2, man.
Yeah. Oh,
damn it.
Listen, the Jets.
You can't compare the two.
The Jets lost last night, but what about Wonder Woman 2?
Did you see Wonder Woman 2, though? Fuck.
He could have. You know, it was anyways, good.
Okay,
he
so
make it better.
No, back to it. Back to it. Back to
back
it.
Back to it.
I love it. I've been waiting for this show for a while.
Yeah.
I played the game when it first came out, and I was just really when it that first episode. All I wanted to hear was people's reactions to the first episode because. Are we doing any spoilers or what?
Yeah, we can spoil the shit out of this.
Okay, spoiler.
If you haven't seen it,
fast forward through it. I just like when I was a kid playing this. Joel's daughter like dies right at the beginning. I'm like, this is like 15 minutes into a game and you're controlling this character and like this is gonna be an important character. All of a sudden, nope, she dies. And you're just like, what the fuck was that?
Yeah, some George R.R. Martin shit.
I remember and the way the game does it is dies, opening credits, and you're just sitting there crying. Like, okay. And like now it's the opening credits.
Cold
like, holy
open.
Fuck. Like this isn't even the game yet. Really.
Cold open.
And I really like I can't remember her last name, but I think her name first name is Nico, the one who plays Sarah. They did a
Thonde
really good
Newton's
job
daughter.
Casting her.
Hmm? Did you guys know that's Thonde Newton's daughter?
I did not know that was Thonde Newton's daughter.
Yeah.
No.
That's her daughter.
She did
I did
it
know.
Looks like her. Now hang when on. You think about it, you're like, they do have so yeah, no.
I did not know it was Thonde.
Yeah.
Is it Thonde?
Thonde.
Is it Thonde or Thandy?
I thought it was Tandy.
I think it's Thandy.
Thandy, but she changed her last name recently, I believe.
From Newton?
It's
doesn't like apples?
No, it's something else she changed.
Okay, all right.
She doesn't like
so
figs.
Who's Thandy?
Fig Newtons.
So Thandy Newton's daughter is Joel's daughter in
the show.
Okay.
Her daughter in real life is Sarah. On
but you get a lot of backstory with her, which is it makes her so much more likable, and that's what makes it so much more heartbreaking when she dies.
It was way harder.
I just want to point out that I'm glad that because they took away such a fantastic show from Thandy Newton that they gave her daughter something, right? We lost Westworld, so I guess they were like, here's concessions.
Yeah.
We're really sorry. Here's something great.
Thondi's going to be a clicker.
Yeah.
She'll play a clicker at some point. I agree with you, Martin. One thing that I thought, too, was really cool, and that was the it felt very like Craig Mazin. I'm going to go ahead and say I think this was his touch, just because it felt very Chernobyl.
He opened it up with that
discussion
yeah.
of talking
yeah.
about the fungi.
That felt
was so wicked.
That
was so good.
Now
everyone was
because
so
that's not at all. So you guys, the game starts with Joel getting home. So you're Sarah. You wake up in your bedroom. So the show starts where she wakes up in her bedroom. It's the morning. You wake up and it's the evening, and she's like, "Oh, I got to get downstairs and give Joel his birthday present,
his watch,
because it's 10 o'clock at night." And then Joel comes in, and that whole sequence of her giving the watch—that's all like out of the game. That's where the game starts, though. And then the game is you get in the car with Tommy, and you're like,
"So for us, for TV, for everybody." What they've essentially done is the outbreak that occurs because of the rise in temperature, they gave us this conversation of the science.
Yeah.
And this like backstory that if you played the game, you're in that story. But for someone who hasn't played the game, how do you on television get us in?
Yeah.
That conversation felt so Watchmen to me and so real.
Yeah, it was wild.
Like the when he starts talking about like the ants.
Yeah.
A real thing, by the way.
Real thing. That's a real zombie ants.
Planet Earth. Yeah. Planet Earth, man. And funny enough, that's where they got the idea. They were actually going to open with that footage from Planet Earth.
Yeah.
And Craig Mazin was like, "I think it's too boring and it'll miss the point. Let's have people discuss it."
The discussion hits
and
home.
Yeah,
it's
way harder.
Fucking slaps.
Way harder. There's no music track. It's
everyone's silent.
Discussion. Right.
Well, and that's Spaghetti from Silicon Valley doing the conversation.
And he was great. He was really good.
He was great.
Yeah. He was really good.
All right, sir. Well, what do you have to say?
He really likes saying no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He hits you with all this information, and then you expect the other guy to rebut.
But the other guy's
uncomfortable.
And he's uncomfortable. Like, you can see he's uncomfortable.
He's like, oh, shit.
It's like, yeah, this is all true.
Because like, I was sitting there expecting him to like argue back or to say something back to make people feel better, but there was nothing.
No.
And it's that last crucial piece of dialogue. So what happens to us then? We lose.
We lose. Yeah. Yep.
There's nothing. There's no vaccine. There's no medicine.
Well,
we lose.
I will say.
It's like, damn.
I'll say this as somebody who went into it with nothing, right? I was like, okay. Now hear me out before you pile on. I was like, Children of Men, as soon as the death occurs, right?
Yeah.
And as soon as the reveal of Ramsay being, I'm 3 weeks infected and everything's fine.
Yeah.
I love Children of Men.
Oh,
right?
Of course. Yeah,
but
the
end of time, something is going on. All
There's
of those
a ray
things,
of hope.
The ray of hope. Yeah. I Am Legend vibes as well, too.
Totally.
But then it started to become like, I was like, okay, this is almost tracing Walking Dead. But I reminded Shauna when she said that, I said, Walking Dead or zombies? We jump the fucking food chain when we get infected in this show. They become these creatures that are not zombies.
You're not you.
They're not you. You're not you as a cannibal.
You don't even look like you.
Yeah, your face opens up in four different
you're
directions.
A mushroom
you guys
now.
Don't
yeah.
even like it's. It's wild. But like what was cool again is the first episode did a really good job like with the one like basically stuck in the wall, like stuck in the fungi.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And they're like he's done.
Yeah.
So that's. A day that's a type of day one infection. So that's someone who was stuck in that room, infected from day one, and eventually that's what happened. But you're going to see other stages of it, and that's exactly what you said, is that it's not zombie. And like
tomorrow we will.
Tomorrow's going to be a really good episode, because tomorrow you guys are they're going to throw you.
What time
they're going to throw us right in with.
What
infected.
Time does it come out? What time?
8 o'clock.
Okay.
8 o'clock.
Yeah.
Because this
Let's
is a this is
party.
A level in the game.
Come on over.
Where you basically encounter your first time encountering infected and like how you have to work with it, because some are completely blind,
right?
But they use sonar, so they click and they call them clickers, and they click and that's how they use. So they can come right by you, not know. But if they click and they know that sounds bouncing off,
they'll know you're there. Yeah.
Done. Then they have runners, so they're the more rabie ones, like 28
days
later.
Later.
And they can see you. They can see you and they can hear you.
So there's evolutions
and when they
of
do,
infection?
They fucking, oh,
well,
yeah.
these are the runners are the ones we already seen in episode one. That's why all you
So
runners.
That's, yeah, you're right. The grandma essentially was a runner.
Yeah.
Like,
she
went from being on a wheelchair to fucking, like, running. Yeah. So something that's really cool, too, in the game, you see day one like that, but you don't actually get day one infection where you see infected. Like, what I'm saying is the fungi out of the mouth, that's something that they've done creatively on the show, but it is so wild. And I think it really works, especially when you see, like, when they showed that one stuck in the wall and the fungi's all grown out.
Yeah.
It makes so much more
that
sense.
That was very Annihilation, too.
Dude, man.
Yeah, that was.
And the set, those guys, like, I know it's HBO and, like, we're not surprised, but set design, and we haven't even gotten to, like, real dealing with infected, but just on that, you guys, it is like watching the video game come to life. It is,
dude, that last scene where in the first episode where they show the, like, when they just escaped the city and they show the two skyscrapers, I was like, yeah, that's just the game.
That's
right
the
there.
Game.
I was like,
yeah,
this is awesome.
And it's designed even like, well, one of the skyscrapers leaning on the other one, that's right out of the game. Like,
I was
unreal
sitting there, and Craig Mazin, like, I watched Chernobyl.
Oh,
I
yeah.
watched Chernobyl like four
Such
times.
Such a good series.
It's incredible.
Right? Give me cataclysmic Earth-like damage
sure.
any day. But his way of telling the story through the timeline of the events
yeah.
of the day of and
yeah.
then day after, five after, whatever. But I saw him in this, like his grainy film texture, the
yeah.
coloring that he does.
Yeah.
But what really made it, like, I've never seen the game, but I could see your game splashes.
Yeah.
Like the long holds on some of those shots.
For
I looked at Sean and I was like, I bet you this is from the game.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're wanting to be like, hey, game players.
Yeah,
Druckmann being in charge too of
Huge.
It. Be,
that was the
like,
smartest decision they made.
Yeah,
like
the scene where they're driving away and they're like, there's a child who's hurt, and Gabriel Luna's character, like Tommy, starts to slow down. He's like, "What are you doing?" There's a kid. He's like, "No, keep driving. We have a kid too.
Yeah, that was,
someone else will come along."
Yeah.
That's right from the game.
It's right out of the game. Right out of the game.
Jesus.
Yeah. Well, and then
even I was telling Michael, even the dialogue where he's like, "Where did you get the money to pay for this?" And she's like, "Drugs.
Drugs.
I deal
yep.
hardcore drugs now." That's word for word the game.
Yeah.
Like it's, and that's the
well,
power of having Mazin and Drunkman in the room together.
You have a guy who's like, I can do this in television,
yeah.
and this is the guy. This,
yeah.
this is the guy
Here's
who's saying,
how we'll
yeah.
do it.
And also,
he's telling a story. He told the
Drunkman's
story.
Script
story.
In the games is incredible. Like Drunkman wrote all the story and script of the games, and
yep.
they're incredible. So it's like Mazin recognizes. He's like, no, we're keeping that. That's good dialogue. This is good. But I'm going to
Well, the caliber
it,
that goes
right?
into, like, the shows I listen to, a lot of the guys who are writing now, you write for TV for big money, you write for movies for stupid huge money, but you write for video games to supplement when you're not writing
right.
either of those.
You, for sure.
And video
for sure.
game writing is getting a level of writing now that's cinematic, that's Hollywood, that's industry, as
yeah.
opposed to a couple creatives that were hired by Sony to write a game. It's like, no, let's go to the professional
yeah.
industry writers to make this, which is why when they transfer,
yeah.
you're not removing tons of dialogue because you're already
right.
getting an A-plus writer
for sure
for a fucking...
Why change it?
Why,
yeah.
Exactly.
Totally. And I mean, and I think it's what it is like, it's the smart move. Like, Drunkman's never worked with a film set. He's worked with a video game set, but that doesn't
right.
mean he doesn't know how to write. That doesn't mean he doesn't know how to direct, but he needs a little bit of experience. Craig Mazin has that experience.
I can do this.
Put
mm-hmm.
them
I
together.
Can't do this.
So you put them both in the room, and that's why it's like it's one of the first. I think it's the only thing that I've ever seen that actually the majority of the reviews say greatest
Great.
Video
yeah.
game adaptation of all time.
Yeah,
it's for that reason, right? And
it's
like
surpassed Prince of Persia.
But like, wow. you got.
But how?
Just like Wonder Woman 2.
Yeah, yeah.
But guys, how will it?
But I could
how
make
it
better.
How will it hold up against our 2024 release of Chode Loader?
She's getting a full series order already.
Oh, we're going vertical.
Yeah, we start filming in
Show,
spring.
Movie, toy.
Six seasons in a movie.
Remember, the money's in the merchandising.
Yeah, that's right.
I want cologne.
I want Schumacher.
Also, this is really, you're also targeting the Chode, like, demographic.
Yes.
And, like, we don't know fully how
That's a lot of white men.
Yeah, you're going to inspire a lot of white men.
We're all in the room on the fact that the actual Chode is the part underneath the ball sack. Like that.
No, that's
the
a grundle.
The cordal ridge.
That's the gooch, man.
Yeah,
chode,
that's the gooch.
The Chode is a
Having
is
a short,
short,
fat dick.
Fat dick.
Yeah.
Oh,
like
man.
A, like
I'm
DeVito.
From a different side of the Chode tracks.
DeVito's a Chode.
DeVito has a Chode or is a Chode?
Oh, I'm sure
I'm
both.
Sure it's
but
just
he's like,
an absolute
he's
because
a Chode
I feel
of a
if you were describing your penis, you'd just say it's a DeVito, not a Chode.
Underneath your ball sack is the grundle or the gooch?
Yeah.
The grundle.
The grundle. I haven't heard that.
Yeah.
That's funny.
It's,
grundle?
It's regional dialect.
Isn't that a character in a D&D game?
Possibly.
Probably. And he's the gooch of the game.
Oh, Solomon Grundle.
Solomon Grundy. Grundle's long lost
Salman
cousin.
Salman Rushdie?
Solomon
Rushdie.
Oh, my God.
Same
That's
guy.
Same guy.
Same guy.
It's the same guy. They live on the same
What's
block.
The I can't see a difference.
I don't
know.
Now I know where my gooch is.
Yep.
But the last of, Last of Us is great.
The Last
I mean, I don't know, but I don't know the Chode Loader, but I mean, Last of Us is great. We might get Pedro Pascal to star as the Chode Loader.
That was subtle,
yeah.
Charles. That was very
so I was
subtle.
Like, what do I do here?
I asked that question. That was all on my shoulders. Oh shit. Okay. Right. Well, there you go. I think I can't wait till tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm Sundays... glad we're all watching it together. That's fine.
Yeah.
Let's all go to bed right now.
The sooner we go to bed, the sooner it is tomorrow, guys.
It's not Christmas, motherfucker. No, like it's taken us 5 years to all be like, are we all watching the same shit?
Yeah, we're doing it.
Cool.
It is. It's really, like I was saying, is that's what I think. And Martin, you can agree, especially playing it since like 2013 when the first game came out.
Holy
PS3,
shit.
Man. It was the last game that pushed the PS3 as hard as she could go, and it was amazing.
We're overlooking one thing because we're excitable young boys who sometimes do this. But Bella Ramsey is also like, I think she's the comedy that this show needs,
and that is what Ellie is. And like Ellie, especially in the first game, there's even you guys. I'm sure they're going to do it in the show, but she finds a joke book. And it's like a reoccurring thing in the game. When they have downtime, she'll just start reading out of it, and they're all like the cheesiest, dumbest jokes. But it's awesome. Like that becomes a running thing of Ellie's personality in it.
Do we get into like hard science about being able to replicate her blood and stuff, and saving her to like
the conversation at that very beginning of the show? Like, this is what's so genius is like. Those are so throughout the game, you'll find random documents. Sometimes they're letters from other survivors. Sometimes it's stuff from like the health, like FDA. Like, right. And it's
only fuck through glory holes.
What those
Body Henry, baby, that's a BC thing.
What those scientists were talking about, that's documents you find in the game. So they found a way, like, obviously, they're not going to make Joel find it and read it out loud to the camera. So they're doing it that way. So I wouldn't be shocked, like, in the game. It's still very much from Joel's perspective. Not until the second game do you actually find out more about the science of finding a cure. Yeah. You do find out in the first one. Like you
I really want this to like I thought The Last of Us was something totally different. I didn't think it had, you know,
that's what I love
advanced
about it.
Humanity versus you know,
it's not just
species.
A zombie thing.
Yeah, no, it's
they're not zombies. They don't eat
that's
people.
Right.
They
that's right.
The disease.
They're
they
also also, the infected is not the important, like, the infected is the one thing that is, like, it is not the focus, it's the survival of humanity.
Right.
But they just every now and then are like, don't forget, they are there. But it's really the huge, like, that's the show, is people.
All right.
That's what it's The Last of Us, literally.
Well, right? every time
the
four of us.
Wishes it was.
Yeah, like, honestly, it's what The Walking Dead comic did, but not the show.
Right.
Let's see. Let's try and see if we can continue this. Like, it'll be 2 weeks before we do another one, and then we'll review the other two. And
right.
then, until The Last of Us is done, we'll shorten our shit together.
And what'll be really great is if they keep saying the whole first season is the first game. If that is true, then once the season's done, Martin can go into everything with you guys, because then at that point it's not spoiling.
Right.
Because you guys will know.
How much time do you think I have?
Oh. Limitless.
Clear up that calendar,
lots.
Baby.
Just smoke less weed. You have so much time.
Yeah. We're going to do the official Last of Us podcast review for HBO.
The Last of Us will be called the first
one. The first of
we'll do that at the end. We'll review the first season at the very end of the
show. Sure. That's great.
All right. So
let's do it.
Yeah. Well, Charles has got to grab those head to head blockbuster cards over there so that we can. Oh. So I will. You rifle through there, Charles. You pick.
Oh.
What you think the head to head should be around the room, and we'll get to it in a second. And I'll set up
first
all
what I see is hilarious. Sorry.
So I'll explain to the listener here. So we've got a new format for you. Like we said at the top of the show, we are bringing in some sort of like judgmental element where we don't vote for each other anymore, because that was just the.
You know what?
The democratic way we used to do. Well,
your butt.
Yeah, that's actually the truth. It was weighted in a certain way sometimes that Martin would just woo us with his Nicolas Cage shit or, you know, the Wickermans, so to speak, which listener, if you go backwards, you'll catch that. But that being said, I thought Martin thought he was like, hey, I should judge 1 week. And then we talked
about it. Because I was never part of the live shows yet.
Yeah, exactly. And he wanted to do some sort of judging and some sort of, like, just changing it up like we always do.
Yeah.
So this year, what we're going to do is one of us is going to be the judge and three of us are going to masturbate for your listening pleasure. And that judge will pick that person. And we're going to rotate that position each week.
Yeah.
And eventually, if one of you lovely listeners or fans of the show or friends of the show we want to bring in, we're going to use that person so we can expand on it, maybe. Maybe have guest judges, judges from certain types of industries. I'm getting way outside of the lines. But you know what I'm saying, right? Yeah. Like that judge position. So we're going to start with us right now.
Bret Hart is going to judge our next wrestling debate.
If that was a thing, oh my God, I would love to be put into the sharpshooter by nobody else. But so this week, ladies and gentlemen, Martin is going to be the judge. Charles, Jimmy, and myself are going to prove our cases. Who made the best? Who created the best Mortal Kombat character to insert into the new Mortal Kombat film, which is Annihilation, right? Mortal Kombat? What was the
newest one's just called Mortal Kombat.
I thought it had a
Annihilation was the sequel in the 90s.
That's it. Thank you.
It was real bad.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. Christopher Lambert again.
Yeah.
Like an Asian person.
Right in.
It was bad. It was all about the animality.
Yeah.
That's what they tried introducing it.
Oh.
Stupid.
So yeah. Just like any other previous debate, there's this lovely part where I go, cue the music, and we stick it in right about there.
At my signal, unleash hell. Don't push it, I'll give you a war you won't believe.
Goldstein, give me a fat beat to beat my buddy's chest.
I know what kind of guy you were. I never would have agreed to work with you.
Are you gonna bark all day, little doggy? Or are you gonna bite? What was that? I'm sorry, I didn't catch you.
Before we get started, does anyone want to get out?
So, ladies and gentlemen, does this every time. It doesn't have to. But as mentioned, the debate asks us to make our own. You have to have a little bit of a backstory. Some design to your character, some aesthetics, if you will, a look, a costume, all that stuff. Special moves, right? 1 to 3. Didn't have to have a fucking long list. If you think one move is good enough, well, fuck all the power
just
to
low
you.
Kick.
Just low kick. Low kick. Sweep. Uppercut.
You read my notes.
Yeah, I forgot to say that all of us are doing this in like 24-bit. No, I'm kidding. Yeah. No, this is all done in like Unreal Engine
this
if we were
place
to do
between
this.
Between 23-2.
And then a fatality, obviously. Yeah. And we're going to decide a new way to go around the room and figure out who goes first with our head-to-head moment here. So Charles has picked one of those blockbuster cards. Which basically we're going to go around the room and Martin...
Do you want me to?
Because you're the judge. You're going to be the one Mississippi to Mississippi guy, okay? So you're going to be the one who counts, and then whoever got the last one, they get to go first. The person before that gets to go second, and the loser, who obviously didn't.
So I'm counting in between picks?
Yeah, give us 5 seconds in between picks.
Got it.
All right.
I'm just going to do a buzzer
when
it's done. I won't count, but I'll just do a buzzer when it's done.
Sounds perfect. Love it. All right, so what'd you pick, Charles?
Movies with ghosts.
Okay. All right.
It was movies. The first one I picked up, and it made me laugh. I was like, well,
movies
it's
with
not
ghosts.
Easy.
Okay. Martin, you get to start us off. You're our
counting down.
Yeah.
3, 2.
Wait, who's going first?
I'll
one.
Go first.
Okay.
I'll go first. Christmas Carol.
Ghost.
Ghostbusters. Ghostbusters 2.
a ghost story.
Poltergeist.
Nice.
Ooh, nice.
Five Mississippi. I'm gonna buzzer, Mike.
Fuck!
Buzz.
So now it's just me and Charles.
No one said
no.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Charles got it
what's
last.
What's going on? Just you and Charles.
So he's got first. You've got second. I go last.
Well, oh, wait. Doesn't
pick.
He get to pick?
He gets first pick of where he wants to go.
Yeah. What do you want to do?
I'm okay with that. Yeah, I'll go first.
You want to go first?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. All right.
No one said Casper?
No one said
Casper.
Dude,
I had that
in
the barrel.
I was
going to
say Haunted Mansion next.
Oh, yeah.
Good one.
And anyways, go ahead.
Poltergeist 2.
No one said Ghost.
Okay, Charles, you
Jimmy,
Jimmy,
Jimmy, Jimmy said Ghost.
Wait, did you? Okay.
Yeah. So, Charles, you get to pick the order. So, what do you want to do? Let's just do it that way. You pick the order.
Oh, man. Are you actually doing Chode Buster?
No, I'm not.
Because I was like,
Loader,
do you want...
not a Buster. Oh,
yeah,
a Loader.
Sorry, Loader.
Sorry,
Buster's
the sequel.
The sidekick.
The sequel.
Yeah. You got Loader last year. Now this year you get Buster. You know what? Then I'll go last.
You'll go last?
I'll go last.
Okay, who do you want to go first?
Let's do it. We'll go Jimmy, Michael, me.
All right. Perfect.
Sick.
Sick. I like it.
All right, Jimmy, show me what you got.
All right, baby.
Show me what you got.
So, I really struggled with a name, but so for now, it's just a prototype. We're going with a Jeff Dunham-themed Mortal Kombat character. in appearance, I imagine him looking like Neo from The Matrix. Okay. Like, just all black, everything, black trench coat, black sunglasses.
Fair enough.
Let's dive right into the backstory. So, growing up in the mean streets of Las Vegas, begging anyone to see his act, when all hope seemed lost, Shang Tsung gave him the opportunity to be the best ventriloquist ever for his soul. Oh. So, obviously, he says yes. The only problem being that he wished for talent and not fame. Yeah.
Ooh.
The classic demon mistake.
Right.
You got to remember that when you're making a deal with the devil. Fame, not talent.
Yeah. Fame before actual skill.
Right.
Yep. That's the rule. So obviously Jeff Dunham is very not talented. so let's go into fighting style.
Yes.
So Jeff Dunham's fighting styles. Each puppet obviously has their own fighting style. Bubba J, the redneck puppet, does the drunken fist, of course. Walter, the old man, has old man style.
Yeah. What's old man style? Like, does he have a walker?
Well, you know how old men have like old men strength.
Yes.
Like, they don't look strong, but if you arm wrestle them, they're going to break
their
arm.
They have a grip.
It's like that. So it's a lot of grapples and holds. Peanut does crab style. This is a style I found on the Mortal Kombat website. You basically just have the same fighting movements as a crab. Yeah. I don't know what that means.
Like,
but
you just pinch?
Yeah. It's a lot of pinching, a lot of sideways movement. Because you know how they...
It's lateral.
You know how it's 2D, right?
Yeah. So, each way he like flips when you go that
exactly.
way.
Exactly.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, if he was to go to the video games.
Yeah.
He's no dimension. Yeah.
Next are the racist puppets.
Oh,
so we have Jose Jalapeno on a stick.
Yeah.
I imagine you just put him in his ass or in your eyes, something like that.
I like the eyes.
Yeah.
I'm a jalapeno.
I think the ass, because if it was the game, it would do the X-ray.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Which would go just in a jalapeno in your ass.
But, like, how do you put this character into the movie?
They can do an X-ray in a movie.
Thank you.
They have the technology.
And last but not least is Ahmed the Dead Terrorist. We'll just do a last-ditch explosion effort. I picture this...
He's gonna bomb, literally.
It's just an explosive.
So, like, let's say you're at critical health, you have nothing left to give. This is a move that you would pull out in
throw
that kind
out.
Of. Yeah, it's like you keep your distance and you just do like a blast move. It's kind of
like
a
Hadouken.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but he's really just throwing a dynamite.
Yeah,
that's what I thought. He throws dynamite at the opponent.
It's covered in a puppet.
That's what I think is fun about this character is that it really comes with like six extra characters built into it. But you got to know the combos is the hard part to pull out each puppet.
Sure.
Each puppet is a different.
It
combo.
Would be a cool action figure to buy too because it's like it comes with all these accessories and pieces too,
and they all just come out from the back of his coat. So they're no longer puppets really, as opposed to like ghost beings that come out of his body.
Sure,
yeah.
Spectral.
Yeah. They're part of him at this point.
I think you can be puppets. They could still be puppets, but they can attack you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. He's still moving.
Yeah.
But he doesn't have... It's weird that he makes his mouth kind of move, because he doesn't have to, because they're all alive at this point. So he doesn't have to do the ventriloquism, but he still does.
Got it.
Let's do a fatality.
It's for effect. Let's do a fatality.
So Jeff Dunham's fatality is all the puppets come out, and they grab your limbs like the horses, and they pull you apart.
Oh, quartered. You get quartered.
Exactly.
Drawn and quartered by puppets. Oh, I like that.
Exactly.
And
that's
Jeff,
dark.
And Jeff is just doing material.
Just kind of.
Is Jeff entertaining the audience?
Just doing material.
He's just doing hack bullshit.
Just shit.
I wish I was dead.
It's that kind of. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So that's my.
Oh, my gosh. All right.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Jimmy.
Yeah.
Good job this week.
Oh, thank
I really enjoyed it.
I'm glad.
I did great with the puppets.
Oh fuck.
Ooh, that was a good one. I love it. My one thing that I thought you were gonna do instead of drawn and quartered, I thought you were gonna play on the hack bullshit more. And then he'd just do his act.
Well, it's
and then
like
the other
Johnny
player would
Cage
get so bored that they would kill themselves.
It's
that would be the
hang
fatality.
On. Yeah. I'm holding you. It's like Johnny Cage.
But it's good. It was good.
Where are the sunglasses?
I said he had sunglasses. I said he looked like Neo from
The
Matrix.
Okay, all right.
But I understand what you're saying. I imagine he would be like a Johnny Cage type, but not cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, you don't actually root for him.
It's a character you hate a lot. People play him and they're just like,
when you said your character, what I pictured was, remember that game Marvel vs. Capcom?
Yeah.
With the teams?
Yeah.
I pictured, you know how you have your teams, they come up and they're like, there's three of them coming in?
Yeah.
I just pictured Jeff Dunham, but then all the puppets are in the background, like, coming in, like, with that kind of, like, speed thing in the background.
It would be like, if they made this an arcade game in the movie theater, it's always set to random. So you think you're going to play like a really cool villain, but that's always the first one. And then people are like, I don't think I want to play this anymore. Like, what was this? But they make it look like Goro. Like the outline is like someone really cool.
It's the character that your older brother has to play when you, like, you're too good with everyone else. You have to play the shit character. So
you have to be Dan from Street Fighter, you know?
Yeah, yeah,
exactly.
You have to challenge yourself.
Yeah. So that's kind of what I was going for.
Good job, Jimmy. I liked it.
Mine's
really
like not funny compared to that.
Oh no!
Like mine is.
I'm almost. I might go for Chode Buster, whatever.
You can still change it up. I mean, you haven't said what you're saying yet.
So, I made a character. Like I made a character. His name is the Spectral Warrior.
Holy shit! All
right. So his backstory. He's the spirit of an ancient warrior who was betrayed and killed by his comrades in a previous Mortal Kombat fight. So there's some revenge going on here. He now haunts the Mortal Kombat realm, looking for fights to pick, seeking revenge against those who've wronged him.
Right.
He's ghost-like. Think like
Patrick Swayze.
No, Casper on steroids. Right. Like a ghost version of
a
Casper.
A jacked ghost.
A jacked Casper on roids. And
I enjoy that. I haven't seen that.
So like
haunting.
Arnold Schwarzenegger playing a ghost.
Yeah. 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 Basically. Yeah. awesome. I just came up with that.
Ghost Dad.
Bill Cosby's not allowed anywhere near this show. His spectral
daddy.
It's me, the ghost of Christmas now.
It's me, your big Austrian father.
His spectral powers allow him to manipulate the spirits of the dead, so he can call the dead back to life.
So right. He was like fighting in a cemetery. That's like his home court.
Right. Well, that's his level. Like
right.
If this was the movie, you know, like when they fight for the first time, Sub-Zero's fighting in the.
Jeez, that'd be a tough fight.
Right. So,
cemetery fight.
His Casper's appearance, Spectral Warrior, is a ghostly figure. He's dressed in ancient armor with etchings of his spells that he's used from like previous.
Oh.
Battles,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So,
on his
like,
body,
on his armor.
Oh, on his armor.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
All right, big old black hood with like huge purple eyes that like float in the hood. Like you don't actually see like a
like
face.
A Rorschach mask.
A Rorschach mask that's floating, right? So purple eyes and like a big grin that kind of it just moves around. Like the grin comes up top
like
and then the
a
eyes
nice
come.
Day.
Yeah, basically.
Here to fuck.
Got beer.
This guy smashes.
Special moves. You've got the spectral strike. Spectral warrior lunges forward, striking his opponent with a special sword. Very basic stuff. The ghostly blast.
Is it a spectral sword?
Yeah, it's a sword that
like an arcane sword, like a magic sword.
It's a magic
real,
sword
he,
that
like summons it.
Yeah, he summons it, and then it is created into actual. Like physical material.
Does it have a name?
No, I didn't have a chance to name it. The ghostly blast. Spectral Warrior sends a blast of ghostly energy at his opponent, becoming temporarily stunned, and your worst fears are ignited. So it's like an anxiety attack.
Yeah, everyone's gonna know I have a chode,
right?
I am Chode Buster.
Yeah, I become Chode Loader.
My secret identity has been revealed.
And then possession. Which is where Spectral Warrior possesses his opponent's body, gaining control of their movements. So, like, I can start hitting myself in the face.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
As, like, the character.
Like, you're, like, puppeteering.
I'm puppeteering from inside. Zombie
That's like
ants.
Ghost. When he takes over the body.
It's very similar to Patrick Swayze's Ghost
right.
now. We're moving through all the ghosts of Hollywood.
Yeah.
Because he's many different. Yeah. He's died over
so
the years.
So, the move is called Ditto. That's what you call the move.
That's
the move.
I wish I wrote that down instead of you saying it. we're moving into more like current. Like, let's do fatalities. Let's do fatalities.
Let's Jimmy
would say.
Hey, let's
do
about a fatality.
Fatality.
And fatality. We've got the spectral disruption. Spectral Warrior separates his opponent's spirit from their body, leaving them as a ghostly apparition.
Like that Doctor Strange shit.
Very similar.
Astral projection.
There you go. You get it, right? An out-of-body experience. But what ends up happening is that spirit is then sent to limbo. They don't get an afterlife. They don't go on.
How low can you go?
Right? Yeah, exactly. Ooh. So
just
I don't...
Leo
I, when
on
I,
a beach.
When I
over
faked,
and over and over.
When Patrick Swayze's ghost at this point.
Yeah.
Also very fit and agile because he was a dancer before he was an actor.
He's got a good body.
He's got a good body. Good body. Good swing.
Speaking of all that pottery.
And then...
And you could actually resurrect him from the dead now.
You bringing him, putting the band back together.
You could fix all of ghosts wouldn't be an issue.
Had
if
the
his
time
corpse.
Of my life.
And then a soul reaping where I pull like very...
reaping, you said.
Reaping.
He did.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Reaping. Yeah, reaping.
It's just a hard R. So
yeah, reaping. Sure. Reaping.
It's not good when you just do I-N.
Reaping. Reaping.
It's not a casual.
Reaping.
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 Me and the boys are going reaping tonight.
Soul reaping.
Jeepers.
Ripping.
Jeepers.
The hard soul reaping tonight. So soul reaping where like I pull your soul out of your nose.
Awesome.
Right,
not what I thought you were going
to say. Pull it right out of the snoz. That's where I think the gateway to the soul
that's
is.
Why people
out
say
of the
bless
chode.
You.
Yeah, exactly.
Out of the chode.
Yeah, that's the chode. It's the chode. And I pull it out and I hold it in front of you and like what a soul would be, I guess, like a flaming
and you like
aura.
Eat it?
It's Casper.
No, you just watch your soul flame out and then your body turns into like a pile of ashes and your
jeepers.
Snap it. Yeah. And for Martin, because I know Martin had like a thing, he was like, we should try to promote this like a Mortal Kombat, like UFC.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I thought it would be fun to like make posters and like possess them. So when you walk by them, like Spectral, they look at you and they fuck with you, right?
You're going
nowhere. Like in
the
haunted, the Disney ride, the haunted mansion.
Yeah.
It's playtime.
Yeah, and then also too, I would do a Ask Me Anything on Reddit. And then if you were like, I don't believe you're a ghost, I would like show up in your house and then possess you and be like, next question. Right?
Everybody go to this live feed and watch me possess.
But like an AMA to like, or like an Ask Me Anything to like the occult, right?
Yeah, yeah,
like
yeah.
Like those who follow the hobby of what I am, right? Casper, Patrick Swayze, whatever version. And
Patrick Swayze.
Yeah.
And
telling you, Conky.
And then
don't make me shoot my friend, Conky.
So
Washington.
I cast a wide net for my promotion. I use online social media. The
postering, you're with it,
right? Like I'm trying to. I'm getting the Gen Z's in on it. Right?
Does he dance dirtily?
No, he doesn't.
What's
no.
his TikTok dance?
No, Patrick wouldn't TikTok dance.
Oh,
nobody
you,
puts Patrick on TikTok.
I assume. Oh, sorry. So, Jimmy, I assume Jeff Dunham would play Jeff Dunham.
Yeah.
Okay, Michael.
Oh,
do you have an
no,
actor?
No, everyone's there? Being played by Pedro Pascal.
That's true.
What's his name? Fucking the. I just Patrick something.
Patrick Swayze.
What's that?
Patrick
no,
Swayze.
No, other Patrick.
Patrick Bateman.
Patrick from
Jason Patrick. Jason Patrick.
Jason
like Patrick.
All
your characters.
The other Patrick.
The other.
Yeah,
Patrick.
Jason Patrick's playing all your
Jason
characters.
Jason Patrick is Jeff Dunham. Jason Patrick is Spectral Warrior.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So that's my. There you go, Martin. That's it, buddy. That's all I got.
Good stuff this week, Mike. You definitely understood the assignment.
We know that's not a rule.
Yeah, that's not a rule. That's just a caveat.
I really liked it. I think the one thing that you had a missed opportunity on was when you were kind of hinting at Patrick Swayze. I thought your fatality could have been when you separate the soul from the body. It'd be like that scene where the demons pull the ghost down.
Yeah.
Into hell. That would have been cool.
Oh, dude. Okay.
That was terrifying watching that.
Hang on. For time and for usually saying too much. Just,
you made your choice in cuts.
I know. I edited accordingly. I'm just saying we have the spectral summon where the spectral warrior summons a group of ghostly warriors to fight alongside him in battle. I have it in writing on my tablet.
I can't read.
I just didn't choose to talk about it. I can't read. Those words don't mean anything to me.
But I mean, that should have been your fatality. I think that would have been a better fatality than just putting him into limbo because like that was a terrifying scene in Ghost. Like just getting
it was.
Little
it totally
things.
Was. Yeah.
Yeah.
If those kids could read. They
but I don't know.
Upset.
Like with Casper, like I imagined it being like Casper is just this cute, like the cutest ghost. It's Devin Sawa, right? Like
But his uncles are just menaces.
Well, yeah, but it's also like I was young enough that Christina Ricci was like I had a crush on Christina Ricci and
still
that.
Do.
Still, yep. still do.
Yeah.
Fucking Yellow Jackets. Yellow Jackets.
Here we go.
Let's just say I'm not wearing a jacket
character.
When I'm watching it. But
it's not
I am
yellow anymore.
It.
Do you want to see if wow. Charles is going to.
Let's see. Show me what you got, Charles.
Charles. The floor
yeah,
is yours.
I went full Mortal Kombat. Like I just okay.
Okay.
All right. So the name of my character is the Unholy. So his backstory is he was once a priest. He turned away like the love of his life to serve God and devote his life to God until he was
God
brutally attacked. He was brutally attacked and left for dead. And he's calling out for mercy,
yeah,
calling out
now?
And yeah, it's not God that answers, but Lucifer that answers
oh.
his call of
every time.
What? So the priest makes a deal with Lucifer and basically becomes the Unholy. So he serves the Dark One, and the whole idea is that they're building the greatest army of hell because Lucifer actually wants to take over all realms. So it would be kind of like
selfish.
Beefing with Shang Tsung. So Shang Tsung is like Thanos. You know,
that's
this guy,
why, that's why
Lucifer would yeah. be like king. He's coming after. And he wants to take over all realms. He wants to take over, like,
all of
yeah.
them.
And he wants to use Mortal Kombat, wants to use the tournament to be able to do that.
Nice.
Because he needs, like, a legal reason.
That's right. Like, the binding of winning of the tournament means that you have all the power and you can take over the realm.
Hmm.
So then Lucifer would be able to do that.
Right.
He's using the Unholy as a soldier. So his appearance is... He's dressed as a priest still, but it's like more.
That's the most terrifying thing.
To
yeah,
yeah like,
buddy.
Yeah. It's like still dressed as a priest, but like more Grim Reaper. Like he's got a hood up and whatnot, and it's menacing, but the white collar is like it stands
out. It's a choker.
Just
yeah.
Was there any priest reaping going on in here?
Oh, there's reaping.
There's
oh, you'll see.
Do you? Because oh. I mean, I'm just trying to set the stage in my mind.
I mean,
there's reaping.
He's
we're good.
Grim reaping.
Please give reaping. The defendant time to explain his case.
He also has a he has
Rupin
a rosary made out of fire, and it's
oh,
just
cool.
like it
yeah.
wraps it like, and he
ooh.
Can wear it around his like hand like a priest would, or
yeah,
like
yeah.
put it around him or whatever. The white collar is also a weapon.
Turns into a switchblade.
You're getting there. You're
turns
getting
into
there.
A lollipop.
It's a box cutter.
Oh, I said his style was like stiff and still. So like just menacing, kind of just hovers there.
Like dark side.
Dressed. Yeah. Like think like like Palpatine.
Like an overstarched collar.
Yeah. Yeah. Like a very like very a Palpatine. Like he just stands there.
Yeah.
Kind of looks menacing.
Humming, like right. Yeah. Okay.
But as soon as you're in a close enough radius, it's just like goes nuts. Like think like. Martin, you'll get this reference, like, Sifu, like, just goes into full Matrix punching and everything
yeah.
and, like,
I
goes crazy.
People play that.
He can wrap the rosary around his enemies, and it literally burns them. So, like, if he holds
ooh.
It on them, it'll, like, you know, like, just burn them. And he can do quick whips that also, like, hit and whip, like, and burn each time.
He's had a lot of practice snapping towels.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Please tell me
the,
that this was a bad priest that we changed in. Actually, no, we don't want that. Carry on.
Could be. I mean, it could be. Who knows?
He's not great.
Yeah, like, again, Lucifer answered for a reason, so.
Got it. he knew his audience.
His collar is a weapon, so his collar is a blade.
I knew it.
So you, like, take it out, and it's like, you know, those bracelets when we were growing up?
From
yep.
1996, yeah.
So it's one of those, and when it's out completely, it's a blade. And then what he can do is he can throw it and snap it around his enemies' necks, and when it does, it immediately starts making them confess their sins.
Oh,
and each sin they start confessing, a demon's hand is grabbing them from the underworld and like latching onto them. So as
just
it's
like
doing
in Ghost.
It, if enough sins, if you're like a piece of shit and you have endless sins, then enough of those things grab you and then they just pull you down to the underworld.
I really thought I was going to win this week.
I play a lot of Mortal Kombat.
You can hear the excitement in Martin's voice.
Yeah, okay, and then his fatality, his big fatality, is he recites a German prayer, because I just feel like German
that's the scariest
prayers
thing
are
of all.
Terrifying.
Yeah.
So let's say he's doing like Our Father in German, and then as he's doing that, he's doing the sign of the cross on the enemy, but as he's doing it, it's like
Zorro.
Yeah, yeah. It's making a line of fire, but inside them. as he's doing it, so they melt from the inside out.
Well, that's awesome.
Damn. Yeah, so it's like, wow. Think like when they open up the, like in Raiders of the Lost Ark, when they open up the ark,
right.
And they kind of
melt.
That happens from the inside
yep.
out. And then, yeah. And then,
They turn into a subway melt. Yeah.
But a fatality.
That was the fatality.
Sorry, I was chode loading.
It did
my
seem
bad.
Pretty and fatal.
Then, oh, and then I said, but what a lot of people don't know is his actual favorite move is the ground kick.
Lovely.
the ground kick spin.
How did he get that?
Did Liu Kang teach him that?
Yeah, yeah.
Down at.
And he would be like a boss level kind of character. Like if it were a game, it's like Goro. You don't fight Goro right away.
Bro.
You like it's like before
pre-boss.
Yeah, before you get to Lucifer, you got to fight the unholy. So that's
wow.
Ooh, that's a tagline.
Oh, and I had Michael Fassbender play him.
Nice.
It's Jason Patrick.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, Jason Patrick.
Sorry,
playing all of them.
It would be Michael Fassbender, and then when he dies, he's reborn as the unholy Jason Patrick.
Got it.
Yes.
I'm just imagining Jason Patrick as Casper right now, playing mine.
A jacked Casper.
A jacked Casper is Jason Patrick.
So how do we want to do this? Do we want to do character that would be most playable, who would win in Mortal Kombat, or just Martin's favorite?
Just going to do a winner. We're just going to do a winner. Right.
And then Martin can give feedback to everybody because.
Okay, how about I like this? How about overall winner? Okay, we can meet in the middle on this. How about overall winner, and then most playable, most likely that you want to see on screen, and who casted the best?
All right,
That's too many. I'll do. Who I want to see? I'll just say who I want to see, just because it's fucking hilarious. I gotta see Jeff Dunham. I want to see that.
Yeah.
Lord.
Yeah, even I need to see that.
All right.
I think I'd like to play the Spectral Warrior.
Nice.
That sounds like my type of character. And
nice.
But who I want to see on screen, I want to see this priest. That's the priest name.
Scary
Did you go
priesting.
To Catholic school? Did you go to Catholic school?
Yeah,
Joe?
So that's where I got it, like literally
that's
I was
where you
raised
got reaped.
That's the where the reaping started.
Yeah,
but yeah, I was like, I was raised super Catholic. I'm baptized and confirmed all that shit, but I don't really do it anymore.
Nice, me too. Going
but
to
I was like, maybe I can do something with this.
We're going to heaven.
And I just tried to look at an opposite of it and whatnot. But also my brain was leaning more like playing.
Yeah.
Like sometimes I can't help
but
sometimes lean in that way. But
okay, so and all right, so there's the three. But
well,
over.
And this guy had fucking what's it called on when we came in.
Oh, I had Midnight Mass.
He had Midnight Mass on, and it was in a scene where he's doing a mass. And that's why I was freaking out. I'm like, this is fucking weird.
I get it now.
Why I was like, this is so bizarre.
Like, everyone did really well. I just, like, for me, the one that entertained me the most and most out of the box was Jimmy's character.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. It was nuts. It was crazy.
Jimmy.
We're back. We're on the board. Let's go.
That's great.
Now, okay. Like, as for the movie, like the way they got Scorpion's character, the guy who played, I loved watching.
He's the Last Samurai, right? That's the guy from Last Samurai.
Yes, he's definitely the guy from
Bullet Train.
Yeah,
he showed up in that for a bit.
And
Hawkeye kills him.
And Endgame. Hawkeye kills
him.
Yeah,
he kills him in the street.
Right?
Yeah.
But like, Scorpion's character was great. Sub-Zero's character was great.
They actually covered their whole backstory really well, too. Like,
I think so,
starting
too.
The movie with that was really smart.
It was finally good. Okay, the lore of the two most known characters we've all played, Scorpion versus Sub-Zero, the twins,
the
classic. Brothers, right?
Oh,
the classic fight.
One touch I really loved was how one was Japanese, one was Chinese, and they would talk to each other in each other's tongue. And you realize how important that was, because when they were making kill threats, it was in each other's tongue, so it was really like,
you could hear it.
I want you to know this. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I thought
that was
a really cool touch that they did there. Like, again, it's that what we were talking about. It's that development and quality.
Well, and
really makes it nice to see. Like,
they left it so untied, too, where it's like, okay, this was one realm.
Yeah.
Now, can we realm jump? Because I want to see more of this Mortal Kombat. I really do.
Yeah,
I watched it again.
Yeah, that
it
didn't get enough.
Like to see more.
They did a really good job. Like, again, at the very end, Shang Tsung is bringing them back to the underworld. And technically, in Mortal Kombat lore, Sub-Zero comes back as this Noob Sabat, which is a different kind of character. It's like a zombie Sub-Zero. Yeah. So, I mean, they could do that, or they could also do, like you said, just another tier of Sub-Zero, so he could be more lost in the underworld
This makes me want to watch it again.
Oh, well, they did a really cool job. Like, I'm really excited to see where they go with it.
Kano being the comedy, too.
Yeah.
Right?
A fucking laser beam.
It's better than fucking pussy fireballs.
and Jax and Sonya.
Also, the way they explain the ability.
Yeah.
That was a neat thing, how you need the mark.
The Akana.
Yes, that was neat, because that was definitely, like, that is all the movie.
Well, it was how do we give normal people a chance?
How would they even fight?
Yeah, how would they fight?
And
right?
why wouldn't they just use their special all the time?
And am I wrong? Did Sonya not, like, Sonya?
She doesn't get one.
She doesn't get one, but.
She got one after killing Kano.
Right. Yes.
That's how she was able to do her special.
Which is the.
Like, it's like those purple beams, like laser
beams. Right. Yeah.
But she killed fucking, what's her name with them? Melina.
Yeah.
Which was wild. Like, that was my only thing, is they killed off a lot of characters, and don't get me wrong.
It was Melina and Katana, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
and they didn't even bring Katana in yet.
Well, that's what I'm saying, is that
But I want to see Melina and Katana fight each other.
Well, another realm.
Yeah, I guess that's what they can do. Right.
Any they can all come back.
I vaguely remember Katana, Melina, Scorpion, and Sub-Zero were human form first game, or was Sub-Zero... Because he had the skull underneath
the mask.
I think
it was Hannah Montana.
Since the first game, Scorpion was always cursed.
Lynn Spears.
I think since the first game, they didn't really start making the crazy backstory for Sub-Zero and Scorpion until, like, I think, like, Mortal Kombat 4. Because, again, remember, these were just arcade games to compete with Street Fighter.
That's true.
That's what they
were.
And
they were such a fucking stir, man. Do you remember video game ratings just all of a sudden?
Yeah.
Like, this caused video game ratings.
Yeah, well, because this game was violent as shit.
But then to do the fucking 90s version.
Uppercut.
I remember.
Straight punch.
My favorite was Mortal Kombat 2 when they brought in that whoopsies. And the developer would come in every now and then. Yeah.
But like to do the movie version of it, there was not enough blood. It was campy as fuck.
Yeah.
And then when Mortal Kombat kept evolving to be like the most violent.
Yeah.
Game.
That was their thing. Dark.
Dark,
like,
violent,
super dark.
Edgelord.
Yeah. Cause they knew all the other companies wouldn't do it.
Nobody would touch the blood.
They had their own fighting games, but no one was doing it that dark. And graphic.
Who did you play as a character, Martin? Who was your first?
He was gone.
Oh, was he?
Sorry, I just went to close my window because it was cold.
Oh, oh yeah. Plus six.
Good.
Fuck
I'm glad
you.
You're fucking.
Yeah,
cold.
Good.
It was cold
good.
In here.
Who did you play as your first Mortal Kombat character? Who'd you pick?
Always Sub-Zero.
You were Sub-Zero.
Always
eh?
Sub-Zero. Yeah.
Jimmy, what about you?
Nice.
And then Johnny Cage because I got to hit people.
Yeah,
in the
I did like I like Liu Kang.
The dick punch from Johnny Cage was
I like Liu Kang. I like Raiden.
Liu Kang was great.
Yeah.
That's a good. I mean,
you can really play as anybody.
Scorpion was always my go-to.
Come here.
I love Sub-Zero just because Sub-Zero was always cold. His button mashes were way easier
to
be able to really do than Scorpion's.
Well, weren't they both the same though? Like
yes and no. Yes
down
and no.
to forward
because Scorpion punch. had his get over here thing. But it was way Sub-Zero utilized ice way more because
ice fall, ice blast,
also
ice
makes
uppercut,
ice clone, makes like an ice clone.
Yeah,
but Scorpion
ice frozen to then punish
you had to get so much XP to really use Scorpion because then he would take off his
mask and do the flame
and do the flames and he could keep doing that shit. Right?
I
want to download Mortal Kombat right now. That
yeah,
free
right.
One.
I think Mortal Kombat.
I'm telling you guys,
free.
Mortal Kombat 11. If you guys get a chance,
it's
it was
right
the
now.
One. They made such an amazing storyline with, like, there's an actual campaign. It's similar to, like, if you guys played Injustice.
Yeah.
They did
I have Injustice 2.
So it's the same,
halfway through.
It's the same studio.
Fuck
they
yeah.
did Mortal Kombat 11, so
you
they copied
tell.
That style. And the storyline they did, it's exactly like what you're talking about. They reset the original timeline of the realm, but the way they do it, man, it is... it's awesome. It's
I heard
so
it got
good
reviews.
It's so good. And they brought in like Spawn and Terminator, like Arnold Terminator.
Rambo,
yeah. Yeah, they brought them into it because they own all the rights to it. So
Freddy, Jason.
Yeah. It's awesome. Yeah, they did a cool job.
I was a big, who's it?
Nerd.
Reptile. No, who was, there was Raiden, right, with the hat.
Raiden.
But, no, Raiden's
or no,
Lightning.
Kung Lao through that.
Kung
hat.
Lao.
Kung
That's
Lao
who I played. I played a lot of Kung Lao.
Kung Lao was great.
But also Baraka.
Oh, Baraka was awesome.
Right?
Yeah.
With the swords.
Yeah.
That was
What was cool is in Mortal Kombat in the movie, they tease that realm with Baraka. They have a statue of Baraka, and they show one of those realm paintings, and it's Baraka winning, or someone from that.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
someone from that race winning a Mortal Kombat tournament. And I was like, huh. Like, that's what I'm
Give
saying
us
is
more.
The this, characters
exactly,
that survive this
exactly.
realm go to that realm.
Yeah, well, and they tease Johnny Cage at the very end.
Yeah,
he's like,
do.
We are. I got to go to LA. And it shows a Johnny Cage poster. So.
Sony, don't be a chode loader. Make it. So yeah. That we realm jump. And
well, they announced a sequel. They announced a sequel officially. It's the same director and creative team. But what's funny again, and even I forget, is the whole sequel is going to be the whole movie, apparently, is a tournament. Because they didn't even have a tournament yet.
No, they didn't.
Yeah.
This was all
it's time.
Shang Tsung trying to sabotage the tournament, and it didn't go right. But they didn't even fight in the tournament
That's
yet.
Right.
So now they need, like...
We need Goro.
Yeah, well, and that's why they ended the first one with recruiting. Like, they're going to recruit
we
now.
We assembled the
so,
team.
So, yeah, I think the second one's going to... Oh, and I heard The Miz? The Miz is rumored to play Johnny Cage.
Wild.
Yeah.
Great casting.
Yeah.
Who's The Miz?
He's a wrestler.
Wrestler who, like, turned kind of talk show personality and, like...
He does reality TV and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, 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 yeah. But he's really good. He's, like...
Oh,
Johnny Cage is kind of him.
He can turn it on.
Yeah.
Like, it would be great.
Yeah.
I think that's a perfect
so
idea.
He apparently made somebody made that tweet to him after the end of the
and
first
he's like,
one.
Fuck yeah.
He tweeted out I'm down and the studio liked it.
Fuck
and the director liked it and stuff, and then nobody's
that's a
heard
great way to
I think
go.
It would be really good.
He'd be perfect.
Yeah. And he wants to go 80s Johnny Cage. He wants the neon like
he was
wants...
on an episode of Fear Factor back in
the Yeah, day. He was. Yeah. And he was on The Challenge. That's where I first saw him in reality TV and stuff.
The Challenge.
And then he got on WWE through like Tough Enough, their competition.
And he
show.
Comes back every now and then because he still does like wrestling stuff. So
was he also on Survivor maybe? There was a wrestler.
Probably.
On
I wouldn't be shocked if he did because he blew up in reality TV.
Does he have long hair?
No,
short hair, kind of like almost like not a mohawk, but
it's a faux hawk.
Yeah, it's like a faux hawk.
I remember having one of those.
But yeah, anyways, like I think they left a lot open for a really awesome sequel.
Yeah.
And there's no reason, like the one thing I will say, the first 90s movie, that whole movie was the tournament, like right, and it was classic Shang Tsung and like whatnot. So I think it could be really cool, and Scorpion's still kicking.
Yeah,
he just went back to the Hell Realm.
And Martin said earlier the first one had a fucking kick-ass soundtrack.
Oh, it was great. It was great. They even remixed. Yeah, I love that they remixed the 90s original and threw it at the end there. That was pretty awesome. And like the character
Mortal Kombat.
That new character that they created for the movie is okay. He's all right. Yeah, he's okay.
Whatever.
But it's like he's not a big enough. He doesn't like what I like is there wasn't enough focus that I felt like they were taking away from everybody else.
Yeah.
So
but
I was like,
I also felt they were like paying homage to Bruce Lee with that character.
A little bit.
The yellow was kind of
especially his special move is an armor. I was like, yeah.
Well, he gets beat up. The more he gets beat up,
oh yeah, that's right. Yeah. He can kind of channel it.
That's
right.
Nice.
That's right. Yeah,
I
good,
like that they worked
good for
in
that kid.
His fighting style of getting his ass kicked.
Yeah, yeah. I will say, wild that they killed off Kung Lao though that early.
I think they'll all be back.
That was because
there's no way they don't bring Kano back.
But Shang Tsung swallowed his soul. I don't know.
Maybe you're right.
Yeah, and technically, I don't think he can come back until they kill.
But then
Shang Tsung.
Did he pull it out of his nose?
Oh, he pulled it out of his nose.
So we'll
I feel
see.
The nose is like I feel the nose is such
the
an uncomfortable
gateway.
Way. Like
you're thinking, because the Egyptians didn't they take the brain out of the nose?
Yes, they did.
Yeah, so there you go.
I think it would be very easy
totally
for them
what
to
it
just
was.
Bring everyone back and whatever.
Yeah, no, like they could. And again, like there's that quick shot of like Goro, Sub-Zero, and they get like absorbed into like Shang Tsung's like whatever power. And that's the whole theme of the game is like no one really fully dies.
That's right.
Like yeah,
it'd be weird.
Yeah.
Ladies and actually, Martin, any final thoughts before we close it out on Mortal Kombat?
No, that was good. I like this style. This format was fun.
This was a lot of fun.
Changes it up.
This was great.
Excuse me. Sorry,
and the idea
listener.
Of a judge is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I. You're preaching to the you're preaching to somebody instead of like, well, I guess I'll pick you.
Yeah. No. And what's cool is like right like Martin gave like his actual thoughts on everything, and it was nice. It was great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. His nice thoughts.
Lovely.
Thoughts with Martin Navarro.
Yeah, in the tub.
Jazz hour.
You gotta get that jazz hour going.
It is that. Is that perfect time? It's the end
it's
of
4 o'clock.
It's 4 o'clock.
Ooh, can I plug my show quickly?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, we should have done this at the beginning. Sorry, dude.
Damn it.
No, go ahead. No, Charles, shut up. No. Go ahead, Martin.
That was me.
I didn't say anything.
Oh, sorry.
We're back. February
I was Jeff Dunham
at Clue Club. 7 p.m. doors, 8 p.m. showtime. We have Ryan Williams headlining. The hilarious Ryan Williams. He also just did Rumors. If any from Winnipeg has seen him, he's a great comedian. Come out.
When is that?
February 12th.
February 12th. Nice. Oh, that's like Valentine's
Day. I was going to say, that's a great date night right there.
There's
some
Valentine's Day love. Go. Go sit front and center.
I was going to say
and,
right in the front, yeah.
And then, you know, the comic will be like, how do you know each other?
Are you
like?
On a first date? Go sit in the front row of the comedy show.
Yeah. Yeah. You'd be surprised how many people do that.
Oh, yeah.
Anything,
bizarre life choice.
Great material right there.
Anything out in the blue yonder for you, Jimmy?
Probably something gaffers in March. We'll see.
All right. Yeah. Well, as soon as that
is. We're doing it tonight, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, he's there tonight.
You guys will probably, you'll be there.
I am dreading it.
I'm not going to be there.
No, I mean the audience listening. They'll be there.
Well,
it's tonight.
If they
They'll
can go back
there.
In time, then yeah. Sure. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. But everybody will be there tonight, though.
Oh, it's going to be a party.
Yeah.
It's a great spot.
Yeah,
it's a great spot.
It is. I have to go to the PAL tonight.
Yeah.
I don't have
right.
to go to the PAL. I don't have to go. Right. I'm looking forward to going, but I'm going to the PAL tonight.
Oh, you
get
guys
a,
will.
Get a smoky for me.
You guys will love this. I'll send it to you guys first before I make it public, but I've almost finalized my lists for the best and worst of last year.
Nice. Send it in the chat group.
I think you guys will enjoy it. Yeah.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if this is your first time, subscribe to the show. That's the thing all podcasters love that they may or may not tell you. We tell you because if we don't, then you don't know.
Yeah.
So subscribe to the show, and that trends us higher, more subscriptions, more likes, more interactions means more exposure.
Also, have you loved enough today? Just give us some of it.
Yeah. If you haven't,
do your good deed, damn it.
It's easy. It's subscribe, and it means a lot, and it's free. That's the best part. It's free.
Yeah.
You may have heard us talk about our previous merch and stuff like that, which when we realized the shipping cost more than the actual item, we stopped promoting, and we don't want to promote expensive things. This is a free thing that means a lot. And then subscribing to our social media means that you don't miss stuff, and then you can be where we are doing.
Do you like
the
debates? Do you like the interviews? Don't miss any of it.
Yeah.
You could be a guest judge, maybe.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh,
that
shit.
Could be real fun.
Yeah.
Right?
We just need to vet the person.
Yeah. Well, yeah. There's a screening process. We're not just having any Joe Schmo on the show.
My home.
So I live here now? No.
But guest judges is a great idea, and you don't know about those things if you're not like in the world of...
Find Michael's home address online.
If you call the hotline, it's actually, it just leaves an automatic address prompt for you.
Yeah, it just gives you all of my banking information.
I'm not home, but you can swing by anytime.
Yes, and if you'd like to deposit, if you'd like to take out money, here's my account information. Yeah. Because that's, you just pay. And then,
that's how it's free.
Yeah. Anyways. follow, like, subscribe in your podcast player. Find us on the Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. We no longer exist on TikTok because that shit's bad for your fucking brain chemistry.
Yeah.
TikTok is so... Reels and YouTube shorts are nowhere near as bad. And I
just find it's easier.
It's just way... Yeah, it's
it
so much
TikTok
easier.
TikTok is just a nightmare.
Yeah, and you can search the same shit. So if you want to see our short clips and shit...
We're back on Vine.
Yeah, that's right.
We're back on Vine.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think we're the only one, but
7-second shorts coming at you, baby.
Fuck, it's so bad for you. That's a different episode.
I like that one.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've been Spectral Warrior.
Wow.
I am the Unholy.
And I'm Jeff Dunham.
And I have been Judge Judy Martin.
Ooh,
my name is Judge.
Judge Reinhold.
My name is Judge.
My name is Judge.
Not court with Judge Reinhold.
Watch everything. Hey, man, that rebooted and Larry Cat's back.
Really?
Yeah, no, it's back on. Yeah, Night Court. It's back.
Oh, my God, that's hilarious.
Listener, go watch Night Court.
They brought William Hung back for that.
Say goodbye, everybody. Shut the fuck up.
Bye,
say goodbye, everybody.
Bye. The William Hung Band.
Bye.
Oh, I'm going to empty my bladder.
Farewell and adieu to you, fair Spanish ladies.